government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
New questions this morning about President Trump's health after he made a sudden, unannounced, unscheduled visit to Walter Reed Medical Center over the weekend. Now, the White House says it was regular testing as part of his annual physical, but a source tells CNN the visit did not follow the usual protocol for a routine presidential exam. CNN's chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta is live with us. So, Sanjay, what do you see here?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that it did not fit protocol, follow protocol, not only from previous administrations, but from this administration. In the past, the White House did alert people that the president was going to have a physical exam. It was planned. As you might imagine, it's a big deal for the president to show up at the hospital. Doesn't sound like everyone at the hospital knew about this. So there were several protocols that were broken here. Also, this idea that he went in for the first phase of a physical exam, that's very typically not how it's done. In fact, many of the things that they said he had done at Walter Reed, a physical exam, basic lab work, I think, was the quote, that can be done at the White House as well. So it does sort of raise this question, what was necessary at Walter Reed that couldn't be done at the White House? Why was it being done a few months early? Stephanie Grisham, who's the president's spokesperson, has said very clearly, look, this wasn't due to any new symptoms the president was having. But I think any medical person, that would be the first question they would ask. Patient shows up, somewhat of an unannounced surprise visit to the hospital. What's going on? What prompted this visit? We don't know the answer to that. We may never know the answer to that. There's no requirement that the president, the White House, disclose that information. So we may never know. But it is really odd, you know, in terms of how this unfolded.
We're live. It's November 18th, Monday, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. Well, I went to bed last night at about 9 o'clock, and I woke up this morning, and I had all these calls that I'd better check in with some of my sources concerning Trump's unannounced, unscheduled visit to a military hospital Saturday. And then I began to notice there was almost no coverage of it. At first, they'd mentioned it on Sunday, but then no coverage, a blackout on it. And then I started making some phone calls back to the people that had called me. And then I made more phone calls this morning. And it's been quite the story in the background of the food testers and the fact that obviously the deep state wants to poison the president. That's been going on to imperial leaders and presidents for as long as this country's been around. And of course, for thousands of years before that, with kings and queens and lords and ladies. This is how power behind the throne always tries to take people out very, very quietly so they don't become martyrs. Alexander the Great was obviously poisoned. Many, many other people were poisoned. Woodrow Wilson was poisoned, and they said he had a stroke and then lived a few months after that, but he was able to write from that point by dictating and exposed the deep state that had manipulated him that he then fought back against, but he first called for the New World Order. So I can tell you exclusively at InfoWars.com and also NaturalNews.com, because Mike's a great researcher and writer. He helped me get this out as quickly as possible this morning, along with Kit Daniels. We have those exclusive reports on InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. Right now, exclusive, President Trump makes unscheduled stop at military hospital to undergo battery of tests for possible deliberate poisoning of food with time-delayed chemical agent. Food tester gravely ill, reportedly, White House connected source says. And I've made phone calls to some of the folks that have other sources in the White House, and the calls came back. Oh, absolutely. They just say it's common knowledge. There have been multiple attempts on the president's life, and that we should look at the Secret Service agent that died in July of 2018 while in Scotland with the president. He was young and in great shape, died on the spot from some type of cyanide-like weapon. But that all got swept under the rug very, very quickly. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is a world exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times, the New York Post, CNN, others are saying it's a mystery why the president Saturday, with a lot of really concerned-looking Secret Service, pulled in a train of armored SUVs to the Walter Reed Emergency Military Hospital with the president. And then suddenly, it was in the news and it was out of the news. Very little coverage of this. Well, I got up this morning. This happened Saturday, but it didn't break till Sunday. And I had a lot of people calling me. So I made some phone calls, and I called some reporters that I know have other sources. I'll just leave it at that. And they said it's common knowledge there have been multiple attempts on the president from the very early days, and that indeed they have been trying to slowly drug him at first. That's what our sources said 2.5 years ago. We're going to play that clip coming up. And that now they've just gone right towards trying to debilitate him or kill the president. And I can tell you that those reports we put out on air at the time were picked up by the Secret Service, who said that they were told to call me from the president and to brief them. And so I have briefed the Secret Service twice, and I'll be happy if the Secret Service calls me today to talk to them as well. Obviously, this is the left hand and the right hand knowing what's going on, but pretending like they're not communicating. This isn't something that the White House wants to put out in a big national announcement. They just want it to go directly to the listeners that this is indeed going on and is how surrounded the president is. That's why he sends out trusted members of the Secret Service to get him fast food, to pick it up at random restaurants, to go to hole in the walls. Because the president knows that he's being targeted probably more than any leader in history for poisoning. Now, yeah, there it is. London Guardian, please print me that. Donald Trump eats McDonald's for fear of being poisoned. That says it all. Now, it was Roger Stone first broke that here on air 2.5 years ago. Now, why do you think they wanted Roger Stone in prison? Because he was talking to the president every other day for sometimes an hour at a time. And obviously, it's not a secret now that he met secretly with the president a few times, and I'll just leave it at that. That's the president's right to meet with who he wants. And that's when they fired up the whole fake Mueller report and probe so that the lawyers could tell Trump, don't talk to Stone, don't talk to Jones, don't talk to any of your supporters. YouTube, of course, is very aggressively run around taking our videos down. Roger Stone talks Trump poisoning, Schiller resignation, and more. Yeah, getting rid of his longtime confidant so they could go after him. September 13th, 2017. But we have that censored blocked report. We're going to be airing parts of it in the second hour. It's going to be reposted in minutes to InfoWars.com. If you just joined us, the president's unannounced visit, according to our sources, was because one of his food testers ate the food, but they also use high-tech electronics and chemical testing to scan his food. But he still doesn't trust it and normally just baits and switches them and has trusted aides go to random fast food places. And again, that's been in the news. Broke in 2018, mainstream news. We told you about it in 2017 because Roger Stone talked to the president about it. And Roger said, are you being careful about poisoning? And they had a long conversation about it that Roger relayed part of back to me. The rest of it was in confidence. But Trump believed at one point that they were doing something to his food. And now we have Secret Service connections and others that have identified it with the test, what's going on. So this is super dangerous, what you're hearing here on air. We exposed Fiona Hill, General McMaster being Soros operatives. We exposed by name here on this broadcast with investigative journalist Eric Sierra Mala, who they want to arrest you if you say his name. Now, that attempt to stop us is collapsed, thanks to Rand Paul and others. But that's how crazy all of this has gotten and how dangerous. So when I get up here and I say, hey, I'm sticking my head in a lion's mouth, I'm not doing it to sell tickets at a circus. I'm doing it because somebody's got to do it. But we're not up here just saying this. I was approached by Secret Service at the RNC 3.5 years ago in July in Cleveland. And they said, yeah, we hate Hillary too. She's terrible. You know about her medical problems. And I said, well, I've heard about it. She had a brain tumor. And they said, listen, you need to put a team on her everywhere she goes. And I said, well, I only have a few teams. They said, listen, you need to make the teams. And we're going to give you more info in the next month. Well, it actually took 2 months, and they wouldn't order the telephone, and they actually came to Austin. And I'm going to leave it at that. And they also met with Joe Biggs because of his Michael Hastings reporting when they blew his car up. And it doesn't mean Joe Biggs or I are the coolest guys in the world. It just means we're willing to risk our lives. And they said, listen, she's got a black ambulance. She's having convulsions every 45 minutes. So they had to take her off the drugs so she can give a speech. So she's not dopey, but then she tends to have them. And she's going to have an emergency surgery. And they wouldn't give us any more information. I then had Pachinik, who's got all the connections in the CIA. He used to run major operations. And he said, yes, indeed, multiple brain tumor surgeries, convulsions falling down. And then she collapsed in New York City 1 week after Millie caught her on tape collapsing in a tent, them running in there with the stretchers and the rest of it. So when I tell you we have these sources, we have them. Now, Millie has talked to some of her sources and confirmed the information I had, but she got even more. And I'm going to just let her go as far as she wants to go. But Millie broke the big Kentucky election fraud information, and she just continues to be a real news hound. And so I was literally about to call her this morning, and she started texting me about this. And so as we speak, she is on the phone getting more information. But it is well known. Now, there's Millie right there of your TV viewer. You see her literally following Hillary and then her being taken with a bunch of emergency vehicles into a tent for an hour with the guy with the EpiPen at her side before she came out and gave the speech an hour later looking like she'd been struck by a bolt of lightning. And you saw her a week later collapse on 9/11 in New York City. And the media would cut the point when she collapsed and say, oh, we just made it up. They wouldn't show you the collapse part. They said it was fake news. No, none of this is fake news. And believe me, I don't enjoy sticking my neck out like this, but it's what has to be done. So I do amp myself up, and then at a certain point start enjoying it. And it's sick, and I've repented for it. I prayed a lot this weekend. It's not good when I get in the craze mode, and I apologize. But I'm asking God to lead, God, and direct me, and that I don't get too worldly in this thing. Because I'll be honest, I start enjoying the danger, and it's sick, and it's not right. I need to be here for my children. But the point is that this is very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. And the president's very, very fatalistic about this. He's going to carry it out. But they don't want to just shoot him like Reagan, turning him into a hero or a martyr, or like Kennedy. They want to just slowly poison him, debilitate him, and say, 25th Amendment, he's mentally ill. And they want to give him a dose of something that makes him extremely sick. And the word is, he's so tough, that's Scott German, that they think he's been hit before from the test, but I'm not allowed. They're not allowed to even tell me the specifics. They just gave me generalities. They said it's like cyanides, one of the things, and antipsychotics, where if you're not psychotic and they put it in little dosages, can also make you think you're going crazy. So they wanted to do a 25th Amendment deal, but he just bulled it off and just plowed through it. Poor Lord, they drugged him once on Air Force One, too. That's when you see him stumbling off the plane. And so now they're going to go to really bad stuff, but looks like they missed again. And the food tester got hit, like the Secret Service agent that collapsed and died when he was a food tester in Scotland for the president. It's all coming up. The deep state is moving. Stay with us. We've got exclusive straight ahead.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live. from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host, on this Monday, November 18th, 2019, global broadcast. And President Trump made an unexpected rushed visit. I've seen the footage of it at Walter Reed. We played it at the start of the show. Of the Secret Service in to do a battery of tests. Now, they've tried to spin it that, well, he just did his annual exam a little early. Well, we're told that folks in the White House are concerned that they may have tried to poison him. They were doing the test to see if, indeed, he did have any of this in his body, and that reportedly in an individual that did come down as sick, they found a byproduct of a particular type of slow-acting poison. And by slow-acting, it doesn't hit you right away. So that way, then the food gets cleaned up, it gets thrown away, and then a day later or so, you start getting really ill, and then it's hard to track it. Now, again, you don't want to assassinate somebody like Trump. It turns him into a martyr. So the way you take out a king or an emperor or a president that you don't like is either slowly poisoning them to debilitate them, or you drug them with chemicals that will make them act loopy so you can remove them via the 25th Amendment, which we told you on September 11th, 2017, that's when the broadcast was. We're going to air that next hour, part of it. Roger Stone and I, that indeed, White House sources believe that chemicals to debilitate the president were being put into his food. And I can tell you, the president, we told you at the time, was also concerned. That was later confirmed by the New York Times and the London Guardian the next year. In January of 2018, a few months later, I guess 3-4 months later, that indeed the president did get fast food and did send out aides he trusted to do this and the Secret Service. And you have the Attorney General on Friday giving a speech saying that there is a civil war with the deep state trying to overthrow the executive branch and the election, and that we're in a war. I'm going to play that clip next segment. And then Bill Maher goes on HBO and says, we don't want a civil war. I guess so. And Obama gave a similar speech the same day. Oh, that way if something happened bad to Trump a few days later, because the poison had already been delivered. Oh, see, they were calling for peace and reconciliation even before the president would have a stroke and die or be debilitated magically right on time. This is the way this works throughout history. In fact, most king's courts had poisoning. Most monarchs never lived out their lives. They would end up being poisoned to death. But then rarely would it be exposed that had happened until later. They've tested the bodies of monarchs buried in famous tombs in London and in Paris, and they have poisons in them. They died of poisons. And you've got the CIA, the rogue state, saying, thank God for the deep state, we're going to overthrow the president, just 2 weeks ago on C-SPAN. You've got CIA Ramallah, Sierra Ramallah in there, and the fake whistleblower, and they're getting their asses kicked in the deep state. So what are they going to do? Trump said last week, we're kicking their ass. They're like, that's it. We'll show him. And we're told by our sources, look into this, July 18th of last year, Secret Service agent dies after suffering stroke on the job with Trump. 42-year-old, in great shape, Special Agent Noel E. Remigen was working on a protection for national security advisor John Bolton on the midnight shift when he was found to be unresponsive by colleagues at Trump's Turnberry Resort. He died of a stroke, we're told. Let's go to Millie Weaver for the balance of the hour. Millie, I know you've been working this very closely. We were both working on the same time. I was literally about to call you. Cut my workout short this morning because this was so important. I was 10 minutes into it, and I was about to call you. I had just told my personal trainer I was working out with, while I was warming up, I'm going to have to cut this off and just work out the next 4 days because I got to get on this. I got to call Millie Weaver. And obviously, just like Mike Cernovich has had White House sources that are excellent. You've got some great sources. We've had sources. Those have been basically cut off except through our intermediaries. My intermediaries have confirmed exactly the information you revealed to me without me even telling you what I've been told. You've told me via text that since then, that was an hour or two ago that we've last talked, that you've learned more. So run through exactly what we know is going on and the revelation that it's well known there's been attempts And that that's why he sends people out to get his food and won't eat the food in the White House. So this is incredible, Millie, and it fits into the whole climate we're seeing of kill the president, remove the president, attack his supporters, go to their houses. The New York Times calling for his assassination, plays in Central Park calling for him to be killed like Caesar. I mean, they're failing on every front. Next is the false flag to demonize the president and or assassination. Millie Weaver.
There have been many attempts to take out President Trump. You just don't hear about it that much in the mainstream media because there's always cover stories. Now, what we know is that President Trump went to the hospital yesterday, or no, so Saturday he went to the hospital, and that's not typical to go to the hospital unannounced, unscheduled for the president. And they're using the story that it was for an annual exam. He's just doing it early. Well, we know that the annual exams are once a year, and it has been 9 months since his last annual exam. So it's a cover story. It's very clear. Then my sources reached out and basically gave me the behind the scenes story. There was a food tester, Secret Service food tester, that got ill after testing and eating the food, but whatever it was, it must have been a slow acting chemical because it didn't like immediately react chemically in the blood system. So that allowed Trump to also consume the food as well. And so because the Secret Service food tester ended up going to the hospital and hospital saying that his illness was caused by ingestion, the safe thing to do was then to have the president go to the hospital as well to run exams to see if he also had ingested this chemical. The president has food testers and they also test his food for chemicals, but whatever this chemical was, it was not the typical chemicals that they would test for, like cyanide, arsenic, and that type of thing. Whatever it was something that would slow act in the blood. And then later on when you would test, you would see it having accumulated in the blood. So that's what we're hearing right now. But there have been other attempts on the president's life as well. We hear the behind the scenes scoop that this Secret Service agent in Scotland was actually a food tester as well that suddenly dropped dead and had a stroke. Well, apparently this Secret Service agent was very physically fit. He was someone who, you know, took very good care of themselves and just randomly drops dead in Scotland when we know how much the UK and the people in power there, the government, the royal family there hated Trump. So, of course, there's going to be attempts on President Trump's life. We've seen attempt after attempt after attempt to remove him, to have a coup, to remove him from his office. So why would they not try to go about poisoning him, even if it's a slow acting poison, to get rid of him because they know they have nothing in 2020. The president is very healthy. He's got stamina. He can hold these massive rallies where tens of thousands of Americans turn out, and he can do these rallies time after time after time, days in a row. And they
and we know he's completely surrounded by CIA operatives in deep state that said they would faithfully execute their jobs and have traitorously, like Benedict Arnold, not done that. Let's talk about more about what your sources and my sources have said about how the president is completely surrounded inside the White House. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And these are incredibly dangerous, strange times. 2+ years ago, I didn't want to say that General McMaster and Fiona Hill were Soros operatives. You can look it up and see they were. I didn't want to have Mike Cernovich on and expose that Eric Ciaramella was CIA trying to overthrow the president. Now it's all confirmed. But those are real reporters. I mean, Mike Cernovich really got me secret Google documents of their plan to deplatform me 6 months before it happened, paying firms millions of dollars to go out and post fake news in my name so they'd have the excuse to do it. That was all true. And I'm not trying to write myself into this story. I'm trying to explain to you that we really break real news. That's why they want us off the air. Everybody else knows about all this in the media. They're just scared to report it. I'm just dumb enough, I guess the establishment thinks, to stand up against them. No, I'm not dumb enough to keep going along with corruption like everybody else does. And I want everybody to pull back and look at the place we're at. Fake impeachments. Fake Russiagate. All these innocent people sent to prison, none of it for connection to Russians. Massive censorship now against tens of millions of nationalists, Christians, and conservatives. Neocons moving in again and calling for censorship of Trump's original base ahead of them making a move on him. And now you've got the Attorney General Barr giving a speech in D.C. Friday. Stories up on Infowars.com saying that the left is trying to overthrow the executive and the election. Well, yes, and that's a coup, and that's illegal. And so Trump and the Justice Department's inaction is what has emboldened them to exponentially ratchet things up. The growth curve started slow, and now it's going straight up. The attempts to steal the election, the attempts to not let the delegates seat themselves for the inauguration, the illegal investigations, congressional hearings saying I'm a Russian agent, the CIA taking its gloves off and trying to crush InfoWars and all the dirty tricks they ran. And the New York Times and BuzzFeed encamped in Austin trying to pay people money to lie about me. That's just what I've experienced. And then we learned from InfoWars 2.5 years ago that all these people in the White House are keeping InfoWars from the president. They're keeping information from the president. They're trying to suppress the president. They're trying to remove the president. They're trying to undermine the president. And here we are, 3+ years out, 350 days from the election. And I care about the president. I'm glad it's not Hillary in there. And I hope they don't kill him. I hope they don't assassinate him. Because if they do, all hell's going to break loose even worse. And this country's going to be totally destabilized. But if they are able to poison him and just say he died of natural causes or had a stroke or was incapacitated, then they can just make it a big conspiracy theory. And then it just kind of fades out, just like Jeffrey Epstein. But I would caution the establishment not to do this. It's insane. It's dangerous. It's out of control. All because somebody got elected who wants to be president and who actually cares about the nation. I'm going to go back to Millie Weaver here in a moment with her breaking news and information. But if you just joined us, these stories need to go viral from Infowars.com. And we're adding updated information to them as we speak. And the live feed of the show is there. White House source, Trump made unexpected hospital visit to test for intentional poisoning. We've added the word intentional. Food tester was first rushed to the hospital, and doctors believe there was exposure to time-delayed poison. Mike Adams has done an excellent job writing a report about it as well that we have linked in the article as well. But since I mentioned this, let's go ahead and play a clip of the Attorney General talking about the mutiny, the coup by rogue elements of the government against an entire branch of the government. If you tried to go in and you worked in a federal court and you tried to throw documents away from the judge and throw signed orders away, you'd be arrested for fraud, racketeering, criminal activity. But they admit what we told you 2 years ago, that they get his executive orders and throw them away and hide things from him and to save us, they say, because they're really the deep state. Thank God for the deep state. As Brennan was at an event saying 2 weeks ago. The intelligence community is going to take this guy out, former CIA Director McLaughlin said right next to him. That's illegal. So, of course, he's under siege. Of course, he's having to have his food chemically and electronically and then biologically tested by a human. And, boy, that is a dangerous job, let me tell you. He is surrounded by criminals, and they believe they're going to win, and they've tried over and over again like degenerate gamblers, and they keep doubling down, hoping they're finally going to get him. And then Trump and the Justice Department don't move against him, which makes them, I don't want to even use the word incompetent, but they're aiding and abetting in their own destruction by lack of action. But it's because Trump is surrounded by a pack of social climbing cowards. This country is in a deep crisis. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, of course they're trying to poison him. Of course they're trying to drug him. We'll get to that with Millie in a moment, but here is the Attorney General on Friday.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance, and they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration.
Hit pause. Back that up. Start it over at the beginning. We'll come back to me in the next segment. She'll be with us in the next hour. We'll open the phones up. She'll just co-host with me. Investigative journalist. She's awesome. I just can't help but admire her and the rest of the crew. Just look at these folks here. The fact that we're here doing this. Did you hear him? They've used every tool to sabotage the executive branch. Violence, threats, impeachment, fake reports, disinfo, economic sabotage. And then what else? Poisoning. Every tool is every tool. You just heard the attorney general confirm every tool. He's very careful about what he says in these words. Start over from the beginning. Listen to this. He calls not liberals, but leftist. That's a big difference. Here it is.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
And what did Louis Gohmert say a few weeks ago? He said, we're moving into a shooting war. They're starting it. They already tried to kill 18 members of the conservative caucus. Thank God security took the guy out. Only Scalise and one security person got shot other than the scumbag. Then they broke Rand Paul's ribs. And they went to Mitch McConnell's house and said, we're going to kill you. And Twitter agreed with it and blocked Mitch McConnell's complaint. Then they ran Tucker Carlson out of D.C. coming and knocking his door down and a bunch of other stuff that went on that I'm not going to get into because it's private. But believe me, folks, they have been assessing targets, preparing for violence, dreaming of what they'll do. They've got their operatives in the White House. Can you imagine what it's like to be the president? God bless him. But I'm just mad at the whole situation. We're going to come back to Millie on more of what they have been getting into his food, not on the poisoning side, but on the drugging side. Her sources say, oh, yeah. We're going to give you exclusive info from her sources. I've got my sources that are saying the exact same thing before I talk to her. And we'll show you clips of us 2 years ago laying all this out first. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please share these articles and the live links to the show. History's happening now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's the global exclusive at Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Mike Adams also worked with us, put out another great article at NaturalNews.com. White House sources said the president went to the hospital for a, quote, battery of tests, as they're admitting, because someone who was the food tester got very, very sick. And I know Millie has sources, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Because they obviously try to always hunt those down and stop those. It's been a big national story, you've noticed, the last 3+ years. But I have other sources as well. I'll just leave it at that. But I had to talk to some of those sources through lawyers and through other people. But I can tell you the president is concerned about being poisoned. It's been in the news that he has food testers. It's been in the news he doesn't trust the food and goes and gets fast food. Roger Stone broke that here. In a whole hour-long interview, so it's 45 minutes long. It's being reposted to Infowars.com because that was pre-ban, so we only had archives of the full show archive, not all the clips, but we're getting that. It's going to be posted next hour in the articles from Mike Adams and Kit Daniels on Infowars.com. So you get the backstory on this. We'll go back to Millie Weaver here in a moment. Please remember, we're only here because of you. And the products that we sell fund our operation. And our products are just as amazing as the information that we break down. Let me show TV viewers just briefly here some of the articles that if I have time later I'm going to get into that I've meant to cover Friday and Sunday, but that I haven't gotten to. Major report out of major university, well, actually three major universities, about how probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. I could spend an entire hour on this. The globalists are targeting the gut to make it a factory of disease. We've harped on that forever. Now it's in a bunch of big studies. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies in gut fusion. Particular types of plant berry fiber. Everything they mention in this, in these studies, in this article, just so happens to be in Gut Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of it quick. Won't have more for probably 4 months in the next year. This is one of those things that has a lot of lag time. Gut Fusion, for children, for young people, for old people, it's for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Maybe there's some out there for $70, you know, that are just as good. This is, what, $24? Gut Fusion, it's amazing. And then DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10. If you don't know what that does for you, go research it. It's amazing. The CoQ10 for the heart vascular system, the PQQ for the brain. It regrows mitochondria in the cells, regrows nerves, has been known to reverse neurological problems. I mean, it's the closest to the fountain of youth. All the rage now, we've had DNA Force now for 5 years. It's all the rage now. It was already huge in Japan when we brought this to you. PQQ, CoQ10, of the good types you actually absorb. Very strong formula. InfoWarsStore.com. You and your family really deserve this. All right, Millie Weaver, going back to you. We're in this climate of civil war, of insanity, of them trying to remove him. This is the logical extension. We know he gets food from outside. He doesn't trust what's being done. We know he's surrounded by enemies. And now you're giving us this incredible info. I'm getting it from separate people in the White House that are still there. There's still a lot of good folks there. And they say, yes, Alex, it's well known. Yes, but we don't want to scare people. Well, then why are you telling us? Well, we want your audience to know. Because we understand that they're dialed in and understand what's happening, but that's how much pressure the president's under. Give us the data dump. I know you have a lot more, but there's certain things you can't say because it'll give away the sources. What happened at the hospital, at the medical facility? But just run through everything you know from your sources, Millie. And then the big enchilada. This is the attempt to actually poison him, knock him out, or kill him before it is covert drugging that he's been dodging most of the time.
Well, first of all, I want to start out by saying, notice the media right now, they're using the story that Trump unannounced and unexpectedly went to the hospital to try to stir up talk and concerns about the president's health, because they know that that could hurt him throughout the campaigning season. We all know that presidential health is a big issue, and people will decide to not vote for someone if they think that their health is unfit. So that's interesting in itself right there. But I find it interesting that they said, okay, it's part one of a physical health examination. That's why the president went to the hospital. Who does a physical in two parts? That doesn't happen. People don't do that. And first of all, it's an annual physical. He already has had a physical 9 months ago.
Obviously, he was rushed to the hospital Saturday. Yes. It didn't break till Sunday. Now they've tried to cover it up, other than saying, oh, it shows 25th Amendment. You told me a lot of stuff. A lot of it I was told by the other source. But yes. Run through all the stuff you broke down.
Okay, so apparently this was some kind of a chemical, a slow-acting chemical that isn't immediately detected in the blood and can't immediately be tested with the test that they had been using. And the big significance here is that they're going to have to up the ante on the test that they run on his food before he eats it. So that's a big deal right there. The main thing is that the person who tested the food, they didn't notice the reactions, obviously, until a little bit later. And then that's when they went to the hospital. And apparently the diagnosis was that something along the lines of ingestion related illness. And that's what prompted the president to then go down there as well. And I believe that they're probably, this is my guess of it, if this is a, they're saying routine examination, that they're probably doing a blood workup on the president to make sure that whatever they found in the tester, they also try to see if that's what's in the president, if they need to try to detox that or what they need to do about that. But the president is in danger. Could you imagine waking up, Alex, every morning and looking at the glass of water by the side of your bed and wondering, is it safe to drink that? Am I going to die? Is that going
to
be
well? That's what happens to kings, queens, emperors. I mean, this is well known in history. Again, they couldn't get Alexander the Great in combat, so they ended up poisoning him, and then he was paralyzed. So, I mean, this is known. This is how the cowards do it. And they've said they want to kill him, and they've said they want 25th Amendment. And so, obviously, that's how they're going to do it, so he doesn't turn into a martyr, Millie.
There have been multiple attempts on the president, and you don't hear about them. Like I said, there was an instance with a plane flight. I mean, I'm not going to get into that right now. There is this instance with this this other Secret Service agent in Scotland that just dropped dead. Apparently, he was a food tester as well. He dropped dead of a stroke. The guy was healthy. He was like a juggernaut, like one of those big, physically fit Secret Service agents. We all know that the Secret Service agents are typically in good physical shape. He just drops dead. There's a lot of interesting things that happen around the president, and I'm actually surprised that they keep on going with cover stories instead of just coming out and saying it. But my guess is that they wouldn't want to, you know, alarm the public, first of all. But second of all, we know how the mainstream media likes to spin things. They'll say, oh, well, how do we know the president's just not trying to hide bad health? Oh, so look, the president's saying he has health problems. They'll spin it in any way they can to hurt the president. So
let's run through some of these articles. Business Insider: some of Trump's top most advisors have reportedly discussed invoking 25th Amendment, which lets 14 people remove a sitting president from office. Here's how it works. MSNBC's Vance: to remove Trump, remedy 25th Amendment, then install Hillary. Secret Service revealed White House chef is presidential taster. Again, that's from 2 years ago. Yes, Obama has a food taster. So did Ronald Reagan. Business Insider, Infowars.com. White House source: Trump made unexpected hospital visit to test for intentional poisoning. We've added that to the headline. Trump's hospital visit still a mystery. That's mainstream news saying all of that. Secret Service agent dies after suffering stroke on the job in Scotland with the president. This is the Natural News article. President Trump makes unscheduled stop at military hospital, undergo battery of tests, possible deliberate poisoning of food with time-delayed chemical agent. Food tester gravely ill. White House connected source. That's from Infowars. London Guardian: Donald Trump eats McDonald's for fear of being poisoned. Secret Service agent traveled with Trump. And, of course, they say, oh, look, he's crazy. He thinks someone was trying to poison him. They all say they want to kill him. They all say he's Hitler, but he's crazy if he's confirmed, because nobody would want to poison a president. This is amazing, Millie. Now let's talk about...
You got to be a brave person to volunteer to be put as the president's food taster. Let's just say that, with how much the hate out there is for the president, that's insane. And speaking of food poisoning, I will say this. I got a little bout of food poisoning over the weekend, and I took the Floralife, the probiotic that's sold at Infowarsstore.com, and it literally zapped my gut, and I just felt better immediately after taking it. So I suggest you guys get that if you haven't. The Floralife at Infowarsstore.com, a amazing supplement.
Millie, you're awesome.
Ward off food poisoning.
Well, there are the studies out on what these products do, especially Gut Fusion and Floralife. That is how we fund the operation. But seriously, folks, you should take care of yourself and your family. We'll be right back with the second hour. Millie Weaver's going to ride shotgun some. Then Mike Adams is coming on. Then your phone calls. I had three guests on. I've canceled them. So we can take your calls.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're in a continuum. America is fighting for its destiny, its future. America woke up, elected Trump. America woke up to Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the globalist. Kanye West was just in Houston. And, you know, normally you don't hear any anti-globalist stuff out of Olstein, but you did when he was there. Hollywood's your enemy. Don't let them brainwash you. Don't let them abort your babies. I mean, I'd be pro-Olstein if you heard that kind of stuff from him, but he doesn't want to upset anybody there at the church in Houston. But that's very exciting. Millie Weaver's here with us. Mike Adams is coming on. If you just joined us, Trump was rushed to the hospitals Saturday. It didn't get covered until Sunday. We played the video at the start of the show that showed the Secret Service very upset. This is not a drill. Reportedly, the food taster got very, very sick. Others have gotten sick before. We just showed you all the articles. This is really going on. And Millie really has her sources. We have ours. And Millie, there was one other big thing you told me about off air. I'll talk more about this coming up next segment with Mike Adams and you. But when Roger Stone was on September 11th, 2017, when the president had only been in office 8.5 months, Stone was talking to him almost daily then and had met with him, obviously. And the president himself was concerned about being poisoned and about things making him sluggish. And sometimes he'd be slurring his words, even though he doesn't drink. And the word was they thought something was being added to his Diet Coke. That had just come from me. And the president is concerned about that. Well, later it came out that indeed that was accurate. Well, of course it was. It's totally normal to be concerned like this. But your sources, well, I mean, repeat to me what you said this morning without giving away any sources.
Okay, well, you were just saying that, you know, Roger Stone, your sources were saying that the president was being slowly poisoned with something like Coke. I thought you meant cocaine. And then I came back at you. Oh, no, actually, my sources are saying that it was small dosage of antipsychotics, because if you're actually somebody who's not psychotic and you get dosed antipsychotics, it can make you loopy. It can make you kind of lose your mind or feel like you're losing your mind.
Yeah, like Thorazine.
So they were microdosing him with lithium. Antipsychotic. That's what they were doing. I'm not sure the specific drug. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I know that it was an antipsychotic.
Well, please get back on the internet with those folks and talk to them. Because, I mean, I know you were saying that they said don't say too much about what they said about the medical visit because it would give away what was happening there with the doctors. But, I mean, obviously it's well known by people around the president, their attempts to poison him. What specifically did they say about this supposed pathogen that isn't detectable right away, but then builds up? What were the exact words?
I was like, is it viral? No. Was it something bacterial? No. It was definitely some kind of a chemical. So we know that it's definitely a chemical, but I'm like trying to understand, okay, so how is this a chemical? What kind of chemical? Wouldn't they have tested it? Is it something they didn't test for initially when they run their tests on the food? And they said, it is something that they don't typically test for.
Well, of course, they're going to use exotic weapons.
Exactly. It's something new. It's some kind of new exotic, just like that you said, Alex. It's something new that they haven't dealt with before. And this
is that the word they used exotic or they said new?
They said it was something new, that something someone concocted or created.
Synthetic.
It was something new. Yeah. It was something new that they didn't look to test for. Does that make sense?
I totally understand. Yes.
They can run tests for arsenic, for cyanide, other things.
No, I understand they're using exotic things. And from what you were saying from my sources, they're worried about binary weapons. That's where you put one thing in somebody that isn't a poison one day and isn't picked up. You put something else in, but together, once they build up those two things or three things or five things, they then combine, especially if you are drinking Diet Coke. See, all I was told was Diet Coke. Talk about the Diet Coke, which itself is toxic, the aspartame, but it can do things when it breaks down into wood alcohol at 87 degrees that combines with other chemicals that can create a binary weapon. And later I was told, you know, basically, Alex, it is the Diet Coke. And I went, what do you mean? Well, there you go.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
New questions this morning about President Trump's health after he made a sudden, unannounced, unscheduled visit to Walter Reed Medical Center over the weekend. Now, the White House says it was regular testing as part of his annual physical, but a source tells CNN the visit did not follow the usual protocol for a routine presidential exam. CNN's chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta is live with us. So, Sanjay, what do you see here?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that it did not fit protocol, follow protocol, not only from previous administrations, but from this administration. In the past, the White House did alert people that the president was going to have a physical exam. It was planned. As you might imagine, it's a big deal for the president to show up at the hospital. Doesn't sound like everyone at the hospital knew about this. So there were several protocols that were broken here. Also, this idea that he went in for the first phase of a physical exam, that's typically not how it's done. In fact, many of the things that they said he had done at Walter Reed, a physical exam, basic lab work, I think, was the quote, that can be done at the White House as well. So it does sort of raise this question, what was necessary at Walter Reed that couldn't be done at the White House? Why was it being done a few months early? Stephanie Grisham, who's the president's spokesperson, has said very clearly, look, this wasn't due to any new symptoms the president was having.
All right, let's stop right there. Back that video up to the Secret Service coming out of Walter Reed. I mean, you look at the body language. They're running around like bees out of a beehive. This is not a scheduled visit. And you understand, they got rid of some of our sources in the White House. We have more. And when they want us to know stuff, we get it. And so I can tell you that Millie has sources, I have sources. And they say it's well known there have been many attempts on the president. Other people have gotten sick. They believe this other Secret Service agent that was with Trump that died 40-something years old from a massive supposed stroke. Give me a break. All this is going on. He has food tasters. He thinks he's being poisoned. This is what goes on historically. You've got the attorney general saying that the deep state is doing everything it can, everything to sabotage the executive branch and the president. Well, everything means attempts of violence. And so we'll play that clip again. We're going to go to Mike Adams and have Millie Weaver ride shotgun with us here in a moment. But here is Bill Maher over the weekend saying, let's not have a civil war. Let's be friends. And Obama came out and gave a speech saying the same thing on Friday. Why? Because if it came out the president was poisoned later? Oh, well, he just had a stroke. Hey, let's not riot. We're all friends now. You can see them moving into the conciliatory phase here. It's a lot of serious telltale signs. Here's a part of what the mouth of the globalist had to say.
You can't own your spouse. You sometimes just have to make peace with the fact that you're married to someone who believes in ghosts or won't throw out their baseball cards or thinks essential oils are essential. Or yes, likes Donald Trump. We are going to have to learn to live with each other or there will be blood. So don't freak out if Ellen sits next to George Bush at a football game. Bush was not my idea of a good president, but I never worried that he was going to lock up his political opponents or reporters or me.
Yeah.
Bush was wrong, but he wasn't trying to enrich George Bush. He condemned Islamophobia after 9/11, and he did a lot for AIDS in African countries without calling them holes. Mm-hmm. He risked Dick Cheney's friendship because he wouldn't pardon Scooter Libby, because it wasn't always just about loyalty. He stood with Obama when Obama took his job, and he said, "We want you to succeed." If you can't see the difference between that and Trump, Democrats are doomed. Yeah. Michelle Obama gets it. She hugs him. Ruth Bader Ginsburg likes Brett Kavanaugh. For a country that loves to look at pictures of entirely different species getting along, can't we try it in politics?
And then we'll have the clip for you next segment. He comes back and he says, we don't want a civil war. There's a lot of talk about civil war in this country. Let me go to the Attorney General clip since I mentioned that. I do believe we have that clip. Here's the Attorney General talking about the attempts at sabotage.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance, And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
And that's a fact. Mike Adams, what do you make of him rush the hospital? Our source is saying that somebody got really sick that tested it, that they've tested the president to see if he had it in him. He appears to not be sick. I mean, this just fits into the whole background of what we're witnessing in this dangerous climate.
Well, for many years, Alex, I feared that this kind of food poisoning doomsday scenario would appear. I've got breaking analysis for you here. I'm going to explain exactly how this is done with bioengineering of CRISPR gene editing of weaponized probiotics to cause the delayed gut production of toxic chemicals. Now, as context, understand to your audience, I know you know this, Alex, but you know I'm the author of a book called Food Forensics. This is what I do in my lab. I look for contaminants in foods. This is my specialty. This is what I do every day with mass spec instruments. The way this can be done with a delayed effect is not to put a chemical in the food itself, but to put weaponized, genetically engineered probiotics, so to speak. In other words, active strains of weaponized engineered bacteria that once they reach the gut and then they start to feed on carbohydrates, in particular, different kinds of sugars, they then produce as their byproduct toxic chemicals. It might take 24 hours for that to appear and for symptoms to appear. But those chemicals are produced by the bacteria in the same way the bacteria currently produce vitamin or B vitamins, for example, or different kinds of nutrients that are good for you. So good bacteria keeps you alive. That's why probiotics are important when they're good. But weaponized, genetically engineered, bad probiotics can be used to generate toxic chemicals in the gut and kill a person with a delayed action. And importantly, Alex, none of these can be detected by any known chemical analysis system because the chemicals don't exist until they are synthesized by the bacteria in the gut. And I believe this is what may have happened because CRISPR gene editing technology is now so readily available, so easy, that even deep state scientists in a basement can use this CRISPR editing to create weaponized probiotic strains that could have been put into the
food. Well, it's funny you say that, Mike, because you're beyond just an investigative journalist, like you're clairvoyant or something. You kept saying months ago, I bet there isn't even a whistleblower. They just need to say it's a whistleblower so no one ever takes credit for making up the initial lie. Now, last week in open House hearing, he came out and admitted, the chairman of the committee, Adam Schiff, that it didn't exist. There was no whistleblower, and that he'd never, quote, talked to Eric Ciramella, which we now know isn't true. And so it's the same thing here. You've been writing about weaponizing gut flora to create poisons like the vaccines are already designed to do for years. And it was actually in the news last week in major announcements that the Pentagon's working on weaponizing gut bacteria. So you literally are light years ahead of what's happening. And that's just an idea of the type of weird, synthetic, I guess the word would be exotic type of things that are impossible to find or show up that they already use against the American people, the deep state does, being used against the president. So let's hear more of that from you. Please stay with us, Anne Millie Weaver, and the great audience and listeners. And I do have the clip of Bill Maher saying civil war. We don't want a civil war. And then you heard the part where he was saying, let's all kumbaya come together. That's all good cop, bad cop. And we'll explain why we've reached that point straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I'm Alex Jones, and we're joined by Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com and Millennium Millie.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide.
Now, lately, we've been hearing more and more about a second civil war, which sounds impossible in this modern affluent country. It is not. We all talk about Trump as an existential threat, but his side, sees Democratic control of government the exact same way. And when both sides believe the other guy taking over means the end of the world, yes, you can have a civil war. Trump rallies are filled with words like enemies of the people, human scum. They talk of people to be locked up. Well, you can't lock us all up. Liberals are described as weak, lame, coddling, oversensitive, and limp-dicked. Which are strong words from a bunch of mouth-breathers, kickers, knuckle-draggers.
All right, that's enough. Let's fade this down. And the disgraced Donna Brazile that tried to rig the election and did rig the debate, she's up there with her new makeover. Mike Adams is here with us, naturalnews.com. Millie Weber with her sources, also giving us a lot of key intel. Mike, it just goes to the climate we're in, that of course they're trying to kill the president. Of course they're trying to drug him. Of course they want 25th Amendment. And her sources are saying they believe that someone's been trying to stick antipsychotics into his food and drink as well. We know the president's concerned about it. This is just such a giant story, this unannounced visit to the hospital, Walter Reed, on Saturday, almost no coverage through Sunday, and now the story's disappeared. You're a really good guy at scanning the entire spectrum and giving amazing analysis. What do you think's really happening here?
Well, I believe that over the weekend there were multiple attempts on the life of President Trump. I think that what you're reporting here today is only one of several. You're probably hearing this also from some of your sources, I would imagine, but it's just not confirmed yet, so you haven't reported it, but I'm hearing it as well. What's crucial to understand here is this food poisoning vector. It is impossible using modern day technology, the best technology in the world, which I own, by the way, in my lab. You cannot detect exotic molecules that are engineered as poisons, and you cannot detect probiotics that are engineered to generate poisons. So it doesn't matter how many tests they have. A lot of the American people think that, oh, you can run this battery of tests and automatically spot a poison that's in the food in 60 seconds. Not at all. It doesn't work like that at all. You could spend months actually trying to find every molecule, and there could be molecules to slip past you that you don't know that you were looking for.
By the way, Mike, I should have said up front, you own a large certified food and product testing facility. You have over 300 natural health sites. You're a publisher all over the world. I mean, you're actually a leading expert on adulterated food and how to spot it. So it's a real blessing to have you be able to speak to this.
That is our specialty. And so what's important to note is if you don't know what molecule you're looking for, then you have to use what's called a mass spec time of flight instrument. Time of flight instrument gives you a full scan, a full spectrum of molecules from a range of masses. But even then, if you don't use the right solvents in the extraction technique of the food sample, you won't get chemicals that you would otherwise get if you use a different solvent. So there are a battery of solvents, methanol, hexane, acetonitrile, water, and so on. Certain chemicals are only soluble in certain solvents. So unless you're running every possible solvent with every possible negative mode, positive mode of the instrument, every possible chromatography column, you know, there's no way that you can find everything. Again, it would take months. We spent 2.5 years developing a method just to get retention of glyphosate, by the way, 2.5 years. On that one chemical, that one molecule. So if they want to poison President Trump, there is no lab in the world that will be able to spot a specifically engineered chemical that's different from the normal chemicals. I mean, yeah, arsenic, that's easy. You can spot that in a few minutes.
And that's why President Trump is smart on record, sending trusted people out to get him food from random restaurants. He knows he can't eat that food. And it's been documented that at state parties and things, he doesn't even eat his food most of the time.
Yeah, that's right. But I wouldn't put it past the deep state to find out where Trump is staying and go poison the food in all the restaurants that are nearby, because they don't care if they kill innocent people. And I think as an investigative journalist, it would be very informative to look, have there been food poisoning outbreaks in the cities where Trump is visiting? because that would be indicative of the scenario that I'm talking about right now.
And this is exactly how the left operates. They're a bunch of cowards. They're a bunch of scum. Yes. They love putting fluoride in the water, things in the vaccines. Soft kills, secret weapons is their obsession. It's their religion. Millie Weaver, any other points you'd like to add that Mike's breakdown has spurred you to want to bring forward?
Yes, that's very interesting that you say that, Mike, because I just read an article recently that was talking about, oh, by the way, the president's chef's favorite market of choice is the Whole Foods down the road from the White House. So I could totally see them deciding to put heavy metals and other different chemicals in the food if they really wanted to take the president out.
Hell, they wouldn't have to ask. I mean, that Jeff Bezos owns that. I'm not saying he's poisoning the food, but leftists will do anything. The stories I've confirmed of people doing stuff to the food of Sean Hannity and others is, I mean, think about how the left is regardless. They wouldn't even need a deep state operation. The amount of demonization and brainwashing will just organically create it with Maxine Waters saying when they're at rest, restaurants attack them. Well, how's a leftist going to attack you? They're going to jack with your food, Millie.
Yeah, and another important thing to remember is that if the president really just wanted to get lab work and blood tests done, he could have done it at the White House. So why would he have gone to the hospital? Well, it's really simple, because if you were being food poisoned, they didn't know whether or not he might have a serious reaction to where he needed serious medical intervention. That's why he went to the hospital.
And again, your sources say, I mean, I know that the chef is his taster. There's also Secret Service does the tasting. That's confirmed in the news. Your sources are saying it was a chef or Secret Service, or did they say specifically who got sick?
I believe it was a Secret Service agent. Think about it. The president travels, so he's not always going to be able to take his chef necessarily with him, but he would have Secret Service with him as well.
And we had the Secret Service agent last year in July in Scotland, 40-something years old, reportedly mm-hmm. great shape, dropping dead, they said, of a stroke, Mike Adams.
Yes, and in fact, there have been other mysterious events, of course, surrounding. I mean, Roger Stone was attempted to be poisoned with, I think it was polonium. So there are radioisotopes that could be at work here. But again, I have to bring you back to the CRISPR gene-edited weaponized probiotics, Alex, because that's the technology that can evade all detection. There aren't radioisotopes.
Well, that was in the news last week that the Pentagon's looking at CRISPR to just take normal bacteria and things and change it to weaponize it and then even tailor it for a certain person.
Well, absolutely. There's something else I got to mention. It's called RNA interference. RNA interference technology. Your producer should pull this up. It has been touted as a special kind of pesticide that targets the specific physiological functions of pests in crops. And by targeting the DNA and the RNA of bugs, they can design a substance that will kill that pathway of respiration or digestion for a specific organism. And they can tailor it to your DNA.
That's RNA?
RNA interference.
RNA interference. Let's talk about that when we come back and finish it with both of you straight ahead. Then I'm going to open the phones up. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to start taking calls throughout the third hour, a little bit into the fourth hour today, and then Gerald Celente takes over. Mike Adams from naturalnews.com is here. Investigative journalist Millie Weaver is here. She works with InfoWars. And she's got her great sources in the White House because she travels around the country and has met with a lot of them. And they tell us it's just routine that they have people trying to poison the president. I mean, what do you expect? They're doing everything they can to sabotage the president, as the attorney general said. Mike Adams, other big points you'd like to make about this and just the overall urgency of the entire political climate we're in.
Well, over the weekend, there was an unconfirmed report. I have to underscore unconfirmed, that the leaders of the telecom giants were ordered to stand by for a nationwide disconnect order or a selective disconnect order because of some impending activity or event. Now, again, that's unconfirmed. I'm working on trying to confirm this report, but it goes along with the idea that the left wants to assassinate the president and then cut off all conservative voices while they unleash their kinetic hot civil war phase all while people like Bill Maher are claiming that they don't want civil war. If they don't want to overthrow America, why are they trying to overthrow America by ousting the president, right? If they believe in freedom and liberty, why are the tech giants selectively censoring nearly all prominent conservative voices? They talk with, they speak with forked tongues, people like Bill Maher. It's shameful. It's pathetic. They are the ones who are trying to push this coup. They are the ones trying to overthrow this country. They are the ones calling for the death of the president, and they are the ones censoring conservatives. So things are about to happen, Alex. I mean, the attempt was made this weekend multiple times on Trump's life, and they're not done trying. So buckle up, everybody. What's going to happen over the next 7 days could be rather shocking. I'll just put it that way.
Undoubtedly, when you have the attorney general saying the deep state's doing everything it can to sabotage the executive branch and overthrow it, that means physical, everything. He was reading off of a speech he'd written. He was being very specific and saying they've shredded all norms, that they were doing everything you could to sabotage. He was very clear to the Federalist Society. Millie Weaver?
Well, you know, I was thinking a lot about that, too, especially about Bill Maher's statement. It seems to me like they are planning some big event. Either it's going to be just stealing the election all out with election rigging in 2020, or maybe poisoning or assassinating the president. And what they would want to do after that is figure out a way to maybe de-escalate the Trump supporters and the entire programming of hate, so that then they just get everyone to calm down. They'll take back over control, and then they'll slowly then re-implement all of their globalist policies into America.
I totally agree that right before they launch kinetic violence and false flags to blame us, they're going to say, we want peace, we want freedom, so the media can cover that when they launch their attack. That's a classic sucker punch move, Millie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because if they were to escalate and then take him out, then what? Then they have a civil war, and they don't know. They can't necessarily predict the outcome of the civil war if there were one. So the best thing to do is to steal it from the president, rig 2020 or assassinate him, and then rapidly de-escalate everything and try to get back control of the populace. That's what I would think.
But they're too late. The American people already know that if Trump is taken out, no matter what method is used to take him out, the American people, I believe, will spontaneously rise up and defend their nation against these deep state traitors, the treason, the criminal insiders who are trying to topple this nation. I think the American people understand exactly what's going on. And of course, like you say, Alex, they'll try to make it look like a natural death, but the American people aren't going to be fooled at this point. The deep state has been exposed. We now know they're real. We now know they're criminals. We know they're treasonous actors. And we know that they hate this constitutional republic. So the spontaneous organic uprising is already baked in, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not calling for it. I'm just saying it's already going to happen.
That's right. They can say they want peace while at the grassroots they push wars with their proxies. They can say they want peace while they hit us with fluoride and 5G and GMO and everything else. We will continue to watch this at naturalnews.com. Mike, with your excellent article that you put up there, you, of course, broke the Marines being activated to protect the president. That's, of course, been confirmed. And, Millie Weaver, your sources and contacts, please stay with them, obviously. File reports as they come out on your site, millenniummillie.com, and call us the minute things break. We'll get you back on, Millie. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Mike Adams.
Thank you.
Okay, I was already going where Mike Adams went today, and we hadn't talked about weaponization of food. Separately, before we even talk about the president being poisoned or attempts to poison him. But everything the globalists do on the mass scale to us is what they're trying to do to Trump. I mean, you understand that Bill and Melinda Gates are into weather modification, forced vaccines, and they have spent billions on studying gut flora crises, knowing that what the deep state's done to our gut by design is wrecking everybody. So this was already in my stack before Mike Adams brought it up. Look at this. New RNA interference crop technology weaponizes food into the ultimate eugenics weapon. Food target blacks for covert sterilization. And he goes through what it actually does. Millennials are sick and getting sicker, increasing healthcare costs. Moody's tracking it gets into the fact that America and the West is so incredibly sick. with all the vaccines, all the GMO. U.S. life expectancy has been declining. Here's why. Infant mortality is way up, and it's falling faster and faster year after year. Doesn't take a decade to see it on the graph. We're losing years a year now. Did you hear that? We're going from 1 in 35,000 with autistic type issues to 1 in 50-something. And soon it'll be 1 in 10, then 1 in 5. It's exponential. And by the time you figure out what hit you, it's over. Think about that. Think about what they're doing, and think about how they have put bacteria into the food chain that go and take out the good bacteria in your gut, who then don't create the fermentation that creates amino acid chains in the gut that heal the body, and then it accelerates aging. Let me show you. This was already in my stack today before Mike Adams brought that up and before any of this. Let me show TV viewers. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. And then it's got links to three major universities. The Nanyang Technology University, Singapore. That's one of the top ones in the world. And then it goes into U.S. facilities and universities. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21, pro-longevity, heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. So it's not just your body is getting nutrients from plants and things you eat. It's making them. And these are compounds that you have to have these certain foods with certain ring structures and trace elements and things they have that then with the right bacteria in your gut grows this. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug in 50 seconds. Gut fusion, fiber, and glutamate, that it takes the glutamate with the fiber to grow this. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then, with the glutamine, grows this. I'm not the scientist that came up with this, but you just notice this is it. InfoWarsStore.com, specifically for your lower intestines to grow this. And that's what it does. And you read the study, everything they say, that's not just everything they say in the study, studies right here. It's all right here. We already see. And then it funds our operation. Win-win for everybody. We'll be right back with the phone number to call us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live as we broadcast worldwide on this November 18th, 2019, Monday edition. Okay, let me do this. I want to give the number out so callers can call in about the president's unexpected visit to the hospital, rushed visit, and our sources that one of the tasters got very, very sick. And then it made me go back and review the news and see all the coverage of the White House concerned and people getting sick and people dying and the president not trusting the food. That's an amazing story in and of itself. But you add the 25th Amendment calls to remove him from mental illness, the coup calls, the Civil War calls, and now suddenly Obama and Bill Maher and others saying, let's not have a civil war, let's not be violent on the eve of whatever just unfolded. I mean, you can really see them covering all the bases right now, exactly how I would expect them to do right before they trigger big false flags, attempts on the president's life, you name it. But just like we were dead on about the neocons in the White House and the Soros people and McMaster and Fiona Hill and the Treasury and Eric Siramala, that was all. I was attacked in CFR publications 2.5 years ago for exposing him by name with our guest. This reportedly really went on. Or our White House sources have given us good info to now later give us bad info, and I don't really see a reason for that. CNN first put it out that he went there, and then when it didn't fit into what they wanted, then it suddenly just kind of disappeared out of the news. I want to take your phone calls on that subject and other subjects and on the Attorney General coming out and saying that the deep state, the Democrats, the leftists is the term he uses, are doing everything they can to sabotage the presidency, doing everything they can to remove the president. Well, that would mean physical as well. So I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in. That means first-time callers to give us your take on this. And you know, if you think we're making the story up, you're welcome to call in. If you hope the president's going to die, I don't want to say you're welcome, but you can call in. I mean, whatever subject you want to discuss in and around the deep state's attempt to remove the president that cannot be denied and what you think of why he went to the hospital and where all of this is going. But the full reports are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com with the live feed of this show so that people can tune in and actually have a larger debate about this. President Trump rushed the hospital. Secret Service feared poisoning after Taster fell ill. Watch live. Alex Jones talks to Millie Weaver, who delivers groundbreaking details on this and more. Now, I also have, it's reposted Infowars.com, an hour I did with Roger Stone on September 11, 2017, laying a lot of this out and the attempts to poison him them and the attempts to drug him. We've got a clip from that YouTube, of course, has removed. Imagine how freaked out the deep state was that we knew all this. But I'm going to be airing part of that at the start of the next hour as well. Also, we're going to get to Kanye West. Protect your kids from being indoctrinated by Hollywood and the media. That clip is coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers on the state of civil war, who the players are, why you think Obama and Bill Maher are saying we don't want a civil war, let's all be friends, while they intensify their undermining, their impeachments, their attacks, election fraud in Louisiana, election fraud in Kentucky, election fraud in Virginia, every new race. Trump goes from winning every new race to losing every race, despite the fact that in real polls, Trump is more popular than ever because they're making their move. And he hasn't been able to get the Justice Department to make their move on the deep state. He hasn't been able to get them to stop the election fraud. So that has green lit, ladies and gentlemen, them doing more bold moves. Like you're now seeing. First, they wanted to drug him, make him loopy, say 25th Amendment. That wasn't consistently successful. He started not eating food in the White House, started only eating out of cans. It's like the movie The Thing, where, you know, they're all frozen in the outpost, and this alien shapeshifter's taking over, and everybody's got to eat out of canned food because it might be the shapeshifter preparing the meals and is going to spike it. Can you imagine living like that? Well, you do. The scientific dictatorship, the technocracy, has been jacking with vaccines, food, the water, and now the genetic code of the planet for a long time. And they admit they've been doing it for a long time. Obama's science czar wrote in 1974 in EcoScience how they would use vaccines that were tainted and chemicals in the water to control the population. And our IQ is going straight down. Our fertility is going straight down. Cancer and other diseases like neurological disorders are going straight up. And there are massive propaganda pushes through CNN 10 that is shown in all the public schools in first period. And TikTok filled with globalist propaganda that I was going to get to today, but I'll do it tomorrow. Brainwashing the youth and telling them vaccines make you live longer. there's no danger in the vaccines and all these incredible hoaxes and lies. It really is an incredible time to be alive right now. Now, I started talking about this last segment, and I'm going to talk about it again right now and then start the next hour and get to all the news and all the clips and all the rest of it and the latest Jeffrey Epstein bombshells that are bigger than ever and how it ties in the royal family and why the Duke did that disastrous interview. I mean, I'm loaded for bear here. And I love Salente hosting the fourth hour on Mondays, and he understands when I preempt him, but I'm only going to preempt 15 minutes of him to hit more news, but I'm going to take calls next hour. But let me just spend a little time here at the end explaining this. If you don't get these products from me, you can find these products elsewhere that are almost as good or as good in some cases. They'll probably cost you more money, but still. Gravity-fed water filtration. You need to be filtering your water with a system that cuts the garbage out, not just bad flavor. We have the best systems at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to not be eating GMO. You need to understand the vaccines are tainted by design. And I was just reading all these big studies coming out about how the lower intestine creates literal special amino acids that can only be made in the human gut and synthesized there and taken into the bloodstream with certain compounds in nature. And how the globalists all know this and are doing everything they can to put bad bacteria into you that block that and literally turn off your repair system. Gut Fusion is half the price of brands that have a similar formulas. And I'm just proud of our researchers because I'm not the expert. I just have the experts I trust go out and do it. And they put out this Orac Acadia fiber, Orac flaxseed, organic sprouts blend, apple fruit fiber, blueberry fiber organic, organic cranberry fruit fiber. The reason I said Orac is this is high O-R-A-C berry blend with grape and pomegranate, blackberry, cranberry, ascabalo, if I'm pronouncing that right, strawberry, and more. And this has the fiber in it that it says in the study I just read last segment that allows your body to then ferment it. And if you have the right bacteria on top of it, which we have in our probiotic Floralife, that literally then grows the quote supplements that your body operates off of in your upper and lower intestines. This particular study is on the lower intestine. Bill Gates is obsessed with gut flora, and they're totally investing in a takeover of genetically modified bacteria to save you in the future because they believe only the genetically modified ones will be able to save you from the modified ones they're already putting out in the environment. You understand? They're creating a system where you need them to live, and they're trying to basically outlaw it. Why do you think Bill Gates is obsessed with me and finances all these TV shows and movies against me? Because he knows I'm on his ass with my researchers and folks. He's controlling the weather control system. He's in charge of attacking our gut. He's in charge of pushing euthanasia and forced inoculation. Just look into it. So Gut Fusion. But something your gut doesn't make that's right in line with all of this is PQQ and CoQ10 that absolutely regrows mitochondria, regrows heart tissue, the CoQ10, that's in major studies, and regrows nerves and just does all this insane stuff. Research that, 50% off. Everybody should have DNA Force, and it funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. This stuff is so important. It's literally the key, and they don't want you to have it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I see some of the callers here, like Taylor in Texas, and we're going to go to them after the break. Does Trump being poisoned needs to go public? They'll say 25th Amendment, he's crazy, it's not happening. But they always do. You know, we found the Department of Energy project like 20 years ago, adding barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things to jet fuel. Then it was aerosolized through a patent to, quote, protect us from global warming. And we'd point out that it actually makes the solar radiation go through, especially the ultraviolet, and bounce back, but contains more of it. And so I said up front, they're trying to warm the earth to create a crisis. and weather weapons to devastate certain countries they don't like. They said I was crazy. And the CIA director came out 3 years ago and said word for word what I said 20 years ago. And we figured all this out. We figured it out. We know what they're doing. Got the whole thing figured out. And then why would our fellow humans do this? They all think they're going to become gods and merge with machines and silicon, but they've got to get rid of humans first before they ascend. That's Silicon Valley. And I'm like, they're creating a world government. They're creating a mark of the beast. They're creating a cashless society. It's all coming in. And everything that they're doing is hurting us and dumbing us down and making us depressed and killing us. The wages of sin are death. And I'm like, well, the Bible says it's a fallen entity on the planet. Notice the media never attacks me for this because they know everybody instinctively knows it's true. We're on a planet and we've got free will and we're much bigger and much more powerful than Satan spiritually, but we're babies. And so we have free will. And so this entity that's interdimensional is here trying to get humans that are working with it to build a really horrible system with the promise of immortality when our spirit's already immortal and God created us to literally go to heaven, the heavens, and be with God forever. But we can't make it out of this pond, this tadpole pond, or like the caterpillar. You know, we're going into the chrysalis right now, and the system knows we're going to pop out as a butterfly and fly off. And they're really pissed, folks. And so forget the devil, forget lay folks would call it, you know, space aliens or whatever the hell it is. It's happening. World government, cashless society, an attack on the very species itself and procreation and our very DNA. The code that allows us to replicate and continue on. We are literally being mutated and not in a good way. Ahead of the big event. And obviously, most people are going to physically be destroyed by this. What matters is the soul. But it's the body that we now know from science does literally receive and transmit electrochemically that is receiving the transmission. And all the poisoning and everything that's going on is an attempt to jam that. And everyone listening innately knows that's true. And now it's just all out in the open. The world government, the plan to end humanity, the whole thing. By those enslaved. I mean, you look at the head of Silicon Valley. You look at all those people. Those are slaves. They're not running anything. And they're scared. Because by the time you sign on to all this stuff, you find out, wow, you really screwed up. Because the force you sign on with is really bad news. But by the time they've committed all these sins against innocence, they're damned off from God. They're cut off, and they know. And so they're, I guess, just trying to get better seats in the Phantom Zone. Can you imagine, again, being trapped with all these evil globalists where they don't have kids and people to feed on, just all together, basically in an auditorium forever? Can you imagine that? And God says, here, you just go build whatever you want over there. So a lot of big stuff's happening, and their system's coming down even as it's built. So we'll come back from break. I'll go right to your phone calls. But yeah, the president rushed the hospital. It's being played down. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl.
All right, Kanye West came to Texas, and what he said is what the other big churches should be saying. I like what he's saying. A lot of folks say, oh, he's not a real Christian. Well, he's exposing abortion as a human sacrifice. He's exposing that Hollywood wants to destroy your children. You know, you don't hear that in the big mega churches anymore. So, whatever. The message is good. We're going to go to your phone calls. Trump holds screening of The Joker at White House, says he enjoyed the film. Prepares for media talking heads to explode. Infowars.com. I mean, I thought it was a well-done film. Very, very sick. But Trump is kind of a Joker himself. I want to go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. We've posted to Infowars.com in these articles, the flashback to September 2017, where Roger Stone and I get into the covert attempts to drug the president. Now he's been rushed to the hospital, reportedly, because his tester got very ill, and they do believe that some type of binary weapon or other exotic system had been added to the food. They're not sure if Trump was hit with it, but that's your mystery pretty much solved unless our sources are lying to us. And you've seen how good our sources are. Hillary Clinton's having convulsions, and she drives around in a black ambulance. Get on it. Boom, it gets caught on tape. You know, Fiona Hill, McMaster's, all of them. They're Soros operatives. Here's the whistleblower, Eric Saramala. I mean, we've broken hundreds of big things here. And the president doesn't keep, you know, the food in the White House close to him. He gets food from outside the White House. They admittedly are doing that because he thinks they're trying to poison him. Well, of course they are. The attorney general said in a speech Friday, I've already played it three times today, that the deep state, the leftists, are doing everything they can to sabotage and have shredded every system of civilization and rule of law. Everything. That means violence as well. Economic sabotage, cultural sabotage, fake whistleblowers, fake Russiagate, imprisoning his support base. They're making their move because they know he's going to win 2020 unless there's massive election fraud. And Trump is so cut off and so surrounded. What are we going to do to stop it? Ahead of the false flags that are going to try to trigger a civil war. Now with Obama and Bill Maher saying they don't want civil war, they want peace. They would only do that right before a big triggering event. So they could say, oh, look, we just called for peace. I'm telling you, that was so ominous. I covered it last night. I didn't even know about this hospital thing. So it was kept so quiet last night. I said, something big's happening. They're making a move, a violent move. I want to go to your calls now. We're going to go to RAJ in FEMA Region 6. Then everybody else that's holding. Thank you for calling from FEMA Region 6, RAJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great to be speaking to the free world here, Alex.
Yes, sir.
T-Rex. You know, I want to say, first of all, probably the best thing I've heard in 5 years is this increasing spirituality. You're amping it up. The more you talk about things like Kanye and you pray on air and declare things that are true. So I'm excited about where this show has gone in the past 5 or 6 years. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, when the devil's out in the open, when world government and cashless societies and pedophiles are out in the open and Satanism's out in the open and Mark of the Beast is out in the open, you better get close to Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, you're on target. You're drawing more people that are awake and that are alive. And so the better we can do, you know, and in our own areas, this is the biggest thing I can offer. I called in to say I believe there's a key preemptive action that can be taken by believers, but you've got to do it in your own area, your own local area. I'm FEMA Region 6, and if we let them know ahead of time, if anything happens to our president, that things like mortgage payments are going to go on hold indefinitely, and it would be a wise thing to even organize it. Just a shot across the bow.
No, that's the strike that would actually work if, because that's the big bankers have sold those over and over again. If patriots quit paying their mortgage payments and their credit card payments, it would really freak out the Ponzi scheme that's the financial system.
Yeah, all it takes is people to do that. I mean, they could rotate it because you can only do it for so long and you don't want to get skylined. But if, you know, 5 or 6 people in each district, each congressional district just told their congressman, here's what's going to happen. This is a warning to the deep state. And then hold them back for 60 days. I mean, that's going to hit the register hard right up front.
Well, I know this. They want to remove the president and have their little minions have a violent fight with us. No, no Bill Maher, no Obama. All of you are going to be held accountable if violence kicks off. And everybody knows that. That's not a threat. I'm just telling folks the way the cow ate the cabbage. And which tells me they're getting up to the edge of the cliff. They're getting ready to pull the trigger. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's talk to Jim in Boston. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What do you think about the Trump being rushed to the hospital Saturday?
I'm not surprised, and here's why. And I think I'm shocked that more hasn't happened, because the way that I'm seeing this is Trump isn't doing anything preemptive or proactive that we can see anyway in order to thwart some of their efforts. So as long as he sits back and watches this happen, it's going to keep happening, Alex. And I think that something needs to be done, whereas the Democrats can put a charge on somebody, get them into the legal system quickly, and get them convicted, like Roger Stone, like Manafort, like General Flynn. But yet on the flip side, nothing happened. And here's just another example of waiting to see what they're going to do.
And notice they convict Roger Stone, and then the president has to go to the hospital the next day because his food tester got sick, reportedly. And then you read all the news, they're admittedly scared of poison and getting food secretly, and Secret Service agents are dropping dead and all sorts of mysterious stuff. And the Secret Service and others are telling us that, of course, there's attempts on the president's life with the deep state. I mean, these people are killers. And look at how arrogant Brennan is when he's on TV going, thank God for the deep state. We're taking Trump out. And he's just making ugly faces on C-SPAN like he's King Kong. What the hell happened to this country? I mean, these people are crazy. God bless you. I appreciate the call. Good point, Jim. I'm going to move quick here. Taylor in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. I've been listening to you ever since the Charlie Hodge halftime show before he got canceled. Just love the show. I just want to say you're real, God's real, and the devil's real, too. And I just want to say if you live in a small town, no matter what, you're still under attack. You know, you're not safe. These people are out here to kill, steal, and destroy, just like the devil said he came to do. But also, I just want to get your thoughts on would it be more beneficiary for Trump to go public about the assassination?
They would say that it was insanity, 25th Amendment, he's paranoid. They're all saying kill him. Somebody's gotten sick, but I think if he came out with the doctors and the scientists and, you know, showed what it was and what happened. But you heard Mike Adams earlier, who's a big chemist and owns a large lab that studies this, food adulteration and poisoning. They've got all sorts of synthetic things and biological things they can make that are undetectable, basically.
Okay. So they may try to spin it?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. Should Trump go public about this? It doesn't radiate strength. That's why Trump probably wouldn't do it. But it's up to us surrogates to do it, because the president's not probably his place to do it. I think what you're hearing on air is this fact going public.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank
you. I mean, I think the deep state would spin it and go, oh, you're crazy. But I think the American people know they want to poison the president. Hell, we've already seen them try everything. The question is, what are they going to do next? Well, they blow his head off like Ronald Reagan or like Kennedy, and or try to kill him like they did or tried to kill Reagan, then it would blow up in their face. I'm going to come back and get back into that statement I was about to make on the other side, because that needs to be made properly. I was kind of stumbling around there, so I was watching the clip they were playing. We're going to play Ronald Reagan when we come back and the assassination attempt on him, and then Kennedy. Stay with us. I appreciate your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, concerning the president being rushed to the hospital Saturday, getting almost no news coverage, and CNN saying, oh, that shows he's in bad health. Remove him. 25th Amendment. But then our sources say there's been a bunch of poisoning attempts in the White House. And we first broke a lot of that years ago, that the president was concerned about being poisoned and was buying fast food from trusted sources that he would send out and get it. Trusted sources would procure it. And, of course, all of that later came out in the news. This is very serious reports from good sources. These are real sources, so that means either they've been given disinfo and or lying to us, or it's true. You look at the whole climate and the attempts to remove Trump, of course it's true. And the establishment is just going for broke corruption-wise. Let's roll some footage of the Zapruder film. Remember what happened in Texas back in 1963 to Kennedy. There it is for TV viewers. And then, of course, everybody knows what happened in 1981 when Ronald Reagan wasn't letting the deep state and George Herbert Walker Bush run the entire show. He got shot. And the man that shot him was put in a mental institution and was recently released. And his brother was best buddies with the Bushes and ran major CIA operations. The father did. So they're not hiding Eric Siramala trying to remove Trump and being from the CIA. They're not hiding any of this. So, of course, they're going to try to poison the president. The Chi-Coms and the Cubans have been radiating our embassies in Cuba and in China. What do you think the deep state's going to do to Trump? You should pray for President Trump. You should pray for InfoWars. You should pray for America. Pray for yourselves, because this is a very dangerous group. And I'll tell you, all this talk of let's not have a civil war from Nancy Pelosi, I forgot about her, and from Obama and from Bill Maher all last week, let's tone down our rhetoric. I said before I even knew about this with Trump, that means they're about to pull violence off. False flags or assassination, something. Because they want to be able to say, oh, look, we called for reconciliation before they stage something and blame it on us or before they make a move against the president. People say, well, it'll be a civil war if they kill Trump. The Chi-Coms are the main financiers of this now, along with the EU. They don't care if America's in a giant breakdown. I mean, it won't be like North versus South. It'll be a breakdown of law and order and of the stock market and a bunch of things. It'll cause a new depression. And that's what the left wants. They said, remember Bill Maher, let's crash the economy to stop Trump. And then the Federal Reserve started doing it. Bill Maher is seen as the voice of the globalist. When you hear something out of Bill Maher's mouth, that means you're hearing it out of Hillary Clinton's, hearing out of Barack Obama's. Hell, Jimmy Kimmel admits he has hour-long conversations with Democrat leaders, including Chuckie Schumer. Every day he does a show, they're telling him what to say. So when they're saying, let's kill Republicans and let's hit them on the head and let's wipe them out, let's take their kids, let's put them in forced labor camps, they've said all that. That's because they're trying to warm that up. But then right when they actually trigger it, they go, oh, we want peace, we want peace. We didn't do any of this, thinking we'll forget what they've been doing for 3 years. Let's go to your phone calls. Who's up next here? Let's go to Eric in South Dakota. Eric, oh, Frank in Australia is the next after that. Eric in South Dakota, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Alex Jones, I want to say thank you for being a true patriot. Thank you for pledging your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor. Just want to make a quick comment. I think Mike Adams made a comment on your show a few Sundays ago when he was guest hosting for you, and he said, Mr. President, we the people have your back. If you need something, you just got to let us know. And I think that's an extremely important comment.
Bingo. I was thinking that this morning. I even heard Mike when he said it. I was watching. You're right. He has to have the fireside chat. And you know what? Maybe the last caller was right, or Taylor. The caller before last. Maybe it is time for Trump to tell people what's really going on behind the scenes. Because as much as we know, can you imagine what else is going on?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty freaky.
Keep going. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I don't want to take any more time away from your other callers. So just thank you for the important job that you do and everybody there at your staff, and God bless you.
Well, Eric, let me ask you this question, because you're a really soft-spoken, you can tell, thoughtful person. How do we get President Trump's back? I mean, a lot of folks say, well, if a shooting war starts, you know, we'll wipe out the left. We don't want that. We want to peacefully go out in information, and also if we have to, in civil disobedience, but don't hurt anybody, and really make the gears of the system grind to a halt. Like the caller said earlier, you know, don't pay your mortgages for 3 months or something. There's a lot of things we can do instead of having a shooting war. And it's not like I'm scared of a shooting war. It's just a shooting war is going to kill a bunch of mindless leftists. We want to stop the globalists that are orchestrating this. We want to cut the head off a snake. How do we do that?
Well, you're, of course, asking the key question, which is, where's the line drawn? At what point and with what kind of a response, you know, when do we finally stand up and say, this is where the line's drawn, enough is enough, now we got to take care of this, you see?
Convicted pedophiles going and having kids in public schools bounce on their crotches. I mean, just all of it. The national news saying, let's kill Trump, or saying, you know, that Trump supporters are all Nazis, physically attack them. They're trying to get goons to kill us. They're already physically attacking us. It's just they've got it set up where if we start going after Jeff Zucker and others, they'll call us terrorists and try to spin it the other way. But I think once the violence starts, it's going to avalanche into them and they're going to lose the whole thing. But I don't want to go that direction. I don't want Jeff Zucker dead. I don't want Hillary Clinton dead. I just want them off our backs. I don't want a civil war in this country, but they are pushing one.
You know, I've thought about this an awful lot, Alex, and I sometimes just wonder if the right answer, very, very peacefully, of course. You know, okay, so I've heard other comments made about, well, what needs to happen is, you know, 50,000 patriots need to ascend on Washington, D.C. with their rifles or something like that.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
The thing of it is, I'm wondering,
you know how fast they'd set us up? They would definitely have somebody detonate a truck bomb or something at Congress saying it was us. We do not want, and I'm not saying you're saying that. Believe me, that's the deep state pushing that. How about 50,000 people bring their children and all go confront members of Congress when it's in session in their offices peacefully?
Or, you know, a localized approach that I've thought about is very peacefully drive to your state capital because that's within driving distance, and you implore your governor, look, you're our voice. You need to call in and do something about this.
No, I totally agree. We need to see more out of the Attorney General of Texas and the governor speaking out against the globalists of the New World Order and defending Trump and saying what the deep state's doing is wrong. You know, we're seeing some of the state governors do that, but we need to see more of that. We need to see U.S. senators doing that. I know the Senate has written letters to ABC News, and so has the House, concerning their cover-up of pedophile rings. Oh, my gosh, they wrote a letter. I want to see hearings. I want to see indictments. I want to see it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay there, Frank. I'm going right to you.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue with your phone calls throughout this hour. Then I've got to hit the Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein developments that are massive and really threatens the whole deep state pedophile Ponzi scheme empire. And then Kanye says, protect your kids from being indoctrinated by Hollywood and the media. Which people say, oh, you know, he's a fake Christian. Well, I wish the mainline Christians would fight back against Hollywood and all that stuff because they don't anymore. Most churches are not like focused on the family. And Dobson used to be that they just have capitulated to the left. So whether he's a Christian or not, I think he's doing a good job on that front. Trump made an unannounced visit. The Secret Service looked really freaked out. We're told by sources that one of the food testers got really sick. And we know the president thinks they're trying to poison him. We told you that before it was ever in the news. So that's why I'm covering this. And Kit Daniels came in here earlier and he goes, yeah, the story's gone viral. It's got a lot of traffic to the site right now. And he said, but some people don't even know that there is a presidential tester who volunteers to taste the food. A lot of times if something's poisoned, you can taste it too. And they don't believe that. So Kit added to the article all these links to Obama having a poison tester and others and how the food is brought in from special vendors and how it's locked up and protected. Of course Trump's a target, the biggest target in history. Nobody has ever had people out trying to kill him like Donald John Trump. I mean, give me a break. It's fine to question our sources, even though we have a great track record, but to say there's not testers is just amazing. Yes, there are testers, and I'm not going to go back over all the articles I covered in the first 2 hours in ad nauseum. But it's a fact that they have these testers, and those are linked to the Infowars.com article. But they definitely don't want this story out. You know, we had the question was, well, why isn't Trump coming out and saying he thinks they were poisoned? Because it's not all 100% confirmed, and they'll say he's crazy. 25th Amendment, so they do it through surrogates. Obviously, that's why we were contacted. Why do you think the Secret Service came to us with the news that Hillary was having convulsions, had a black ambulance? Because the rest of the news knew about it, and no one would cover it because they were running interference for her via Donna Brazile. We didn't catch her collapsing. Someone did in New York City. And just as we said, she had a convulsion and fell on her face into the black ambulance. So this is from White House sources. I mean, hell, I'm not bragging about White House sources. You know about them. It's why they want to shut us down, because they know that we get info to the White House. They get us info. Not the bad guys, the good guys on the inside. Been so many examples of it. And it's very dangerous. And we get a lot less contact from the White House than we used to, because the system really goes after anybody that gives us information, because they know we'll put it out. And we've said that's from White House sources. Is it accurate? Probably. Have they been accurate in the past? Yes. All I know is they're saying kill him everywhere, remove him. There's ongoing coups happening. The attorney general says that they have tried everything to sabotage him. Everything. They kept saying everything. And they've shredded every norm of the rule of law. Every norm. Well, the rule of law says you don't kill people without convicting them. So the attorney general told you we're in a civil war. I don't know why the indictments haven't begun. Because right now we're all just getting punched one way from the globalists. Like, while I take these calls, will you guys roll the clip of Brennan at the on C-SPAN in slow motion, if you can, or just over and over again, while they say the deep state, thank God for the deep state, it's the intelligence agencies that are going to take this guy out. It turns out Samarla, CIA Ramella, worked directly for him. And so when the other former CIA director, McLaughlin, brags about it, Brennan leans forward into the camera and makes a satanic gremlin face. And they're just all a bunch of thugs and punks that literally hate this country and are squatting on top of America. And I am so sick of them. I'm going to get to all these callers. Let's go to Frank in Australia. Frank, thanks for calling. Again, I have a tendency to just look at the number and see who's been holding the longest. And I miss when somebody's calling from the other side of the planet. Frank, thank you for calling. And what's your view on all this situation?
Well, my view on this situation, I've been watching you for years, Alex. And every year it just gets worse and worse. It's getting to the point where they have locked up Roger Stone for no reason. Then he
What do you think the president should do? Yeah, I lost that call from Australia. His question was, I saw it there, how far are they going to go? And what do I mean, I agree. That's the sickening feeling here, is that an internationally funded group of criminals that's brainwashed a large part of the public is literally engaged in open criminal activity, bullying, fraud, and they're coming for everybody. And now they're saying, let's be friends. You know, what did the people in the cell next to Epstein say? They turn the lights off, turn the cameras off, had the regular jail guards leave 2 hours early. Special guards that never worked in the building came in. Epstein starts screaming. There's a scuffle for about a minute. Then they start saying, breathe. Jeffrey, breathe. It's what you do while you're killing somebody. It's a joke. And that's what Obama and all of them are saying. Breathe, breathe. They're like, we don't want war. We don't want violence. And the president goes to the hospital. Breathe, Jeffrey, breathe. That's the sick joke. Don't run. We are your friends. This is not an assault. And none of them have ever gotten in trouble, so they think there's no end. I mean, they got open pedophilia on TV with our kids. Almost all of Washington on the Democrat side now admit they're pedophiles and represent pedophiles. Adam Schiff, all around him, turns out, you know, his doctor just got arrested for pedophilia and is a big visitor to, you know, Thailand and stuff. And then Ed Buck, and then the lawyer for the whistleblower says he loves to represent pedophiles and loves kids. And it's just, they're all just going, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're going to take the vaccines, you're going to take the 5G, and your kids are ours. You understand? And then we just sit here and go, yeah, you're God. You're our boss. CNN said so. Brian Stelter sits up there all satanic looking, doing bizarre smiles, going, I mean, imagine if you pose for a photo. I can't even make the photo he makes. I mean, it's more satanic than Jack Nicholson trying to act satanic. And every photo of him is him going, I mean, it's just like flaming loons, man, with crazy inbred billionaires running everything, totally psychotic. And Stelter says ABC's doing good. They should cover up the pedophilia. Because he knows where his bread's buttered. He knows who the boss is. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm coming right back out of the break with no liner, just boom, right to your calls. Pete and Robert and everybody else that's been patiently holding. I'm getting to everybody ahead of Salente joining us. And then I'm going to, the 15 minutes before Salente, I'm going to run through a bunch of this news. There's so much of it. There's so much. I plan so much for the show. And then there's usually some big development like Roger on Friday and now this over the weekend. And it just makes my head spin. Please don't forget that we have the Black Friday sales now beginning. And we've got 50% off DNA Force Plus with free shipping, double Patriot points. You're not going to find CoQ10 and PQQ of this quality and this strength with this synergistic blend of other naturally occurring compounds that help deliver the PQQ and the CoQ10. So it's all there in the DNA Force Plus. Everyone, even young people, should be taking it. It can repair DNA. It can repair the mitochondria, the engines of the cell. It can make your telomeres last longer. It can regrow nerves. It can regrow heart tissue in the studies. You can make all the claims about PQQ and CoQ10 because it's a fact. InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should be taking this every day when you go to bed at night to rejuvenate your body, and then it funds the InfoWar, a win-win. DNA Force Plus. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Starting at the beginning of the next hour, after we take some more calls, I'm going to get into Prince Andrew. And I literally just had somebody in the hall during the break say, hey, you haven't covered Adam Schiff and the doctor he works with, who works for NBC News, being arrested for reportedly propositioning sex with his next door neighbor's 9-year-old. And the guy lives in Thailand half the year. Well, that's in my stack. And it's literally just all these guys. That's the club. You don't get in the club now in Hollywood unless you're a pedophile. And we've got a bunch of stuff dealing with the Pope and the guy he had running the investigation and the deputy Pope, Cardinal Pell, convicted of trafficking in hundreds of little boys, some of which ended up dead. Little boys. You're like, what's going on? There aren't that many pedophiles in real life, but there are when it comes to taking over churches, taking over schools, taking over power. And so look at, quote, royalty. Royalty. There's a bunch of scum, a bunch of pedophiles. Because it's about their selfishness and what they want and doing evil. And getting away from God. Because if you'll hurt children, you'll do anything. That's all. It's an initiation. And the world's waking up to the fact that pedophiles run it. Something I told you decades ago. Let's go to your phone calls. Okay, who's been holding longest here? Hugh in Seattle, then Pete in Seattle. Hugh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, do you remember when Hillary was the first lady?
Yes.
And what was her focus while she was in there?
It was a bunch of stuff.
Care.
It was health care, and it was crime, and it was children.
And she was shut down, I guess, by the Republican establishment. I don't know what it was. Like, she was trying to take two.
Yes, they killed her attempt to take over health care.
There was a book published by a Secret Service agent that was serving under the Clintons, and Aldrich, I believe it was. He goes into that in pretty good detail. You might want to find that.
We've had him on before. I've had him on probably five or six times. Yeah, he talked about how what they had Mao Zedong Christmas ornaments and crack pipes.
Yeah. Sure. Well, Bill Clinton, as far as I know, during the Vietnam War, spent his days in Moscow. So he came over here and got himself elected because of Perot, supposedly third party, right? Took it away from Bush Sr. And then it seemed to me his total behind-the-scenes or undercurrent agenda was to make a mockery of American jurisprudence. And that was an era that I like to typify what was.
That's right. That's when they got us used to the corruption and them just doing whatever they wanted to. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. There's another dot that I wanted to connect. I think it was in 2004, and I don't know if it was on ABC or NBC, whoever Wolf Blitzer worked for at the time, when the colors of the elephant and the donkey changed, and there was absolutely no warning or absolutely no explanation. But for the longest time, the donkey was red, and the elephant was blue. And then all of a sudden, bam, during the Bush Jr. election, I think it was, in 2004, somewhere around there, it was after 9/11, all of a sudden, the icon colors switched on the
I remember
space.
All that. I was just thinking about the other day, why do you think they did that?
Exactly, because they didn't want the donkey associated with red. And you don't hear a peep about it. Not a peep about it. It came and went like it was. And this seems to be an agenda or a typical MO of the left.
Well, they also fired all the newscasters on every major channel right before 9/11. It was like they were supposed to be a new era. Really good points. That's some of the sophisticated stuff that I, you know, research. And I'm trying to figure out exactly why they did all that. God bless you. Wow, what a great caller. I could talk to him for 10 hours. But we got to go to the next people. Let's go to Pete in Seattle. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, what I would love to see is you toasting Roger Stone with a glass of champagne next week. The way to inspire courage is to demonstrate courage. You do it all the time. Every time you bullhorn Hillary, I feel a wave of energy. If Trump wants to energize the base and stick this attack on him back in their face, he'll pardon Roger tomorrow morning.
I agree with you. And you know, they said we're making our move. We want Trump out. And then their impeachment thing fell apart. So now he's rushed to the hospital, and we're told that the food was poisoned and that it got the taster but not him, and that's what we're told. I mean, then I talked to my sources. They said, yeah, that's all over the White House. And then yeah. I was told, but be careful how much you say. Don't give away who said it. But I don't know how you give away who said it. The whole damn White House is abuzz with this.
And if you want to hit the Chi-Coms, the way to do it is require that all pharmaceuticals say made in China if any component of the pharmaceutical is made in China.
I've seen numbers of 90% of the vaccines are made there, and something like 70% of every other drug is either made there or the main component.
Alex, the way you demonstrate moral courage is an inspiration to the country, and Trump can do the same thing by pardoning Roger. Roger's a good and loyal man. You want to inspire loyalty, show loyalty.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he let, you know, Arpaio and the Submariner and some of these guys charged with war crimes. That's fine. That's the president's prerogative, and I, you know, I pushed him on some of those, like the Submariner and Arpaio. But, I mean, Roger's done nothing wrong. These are all process crimes, and then you research it, he was railroaded. Absolutely, thank you. Well, I think that's really my job, is to show moral courage. You know, when I go and bullhorn Hillary and people confront her face-to-face inside the building, she takes it as if I orchestrated that when I really didn't. The listener just came out there, but that's fine. People say, man, don't you know she'll kill you? Like, I'm stupid. No, I know that, but you just got to go all the way. I mean, I'm trying to figure out ways to get more in Hillary's face. If I had $300,000 extra like I did 3 years ago, I paid people $1,000 to $5,000 a piece that got Bill Clinton in Hillary's face and said Hillary covered up for Bill's rapes and Bill Clinton's a rapist because he settled three rape cases. And, you know, I got told through the Justice Department that they were trying to get me indicted then. And then Nancy Pelosi's daughter filed a fake report that I death threatened her, which I did. Now you see him in the news all the time saying, arrest me. But, you know, I really feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. I mean, these people are evil. And I'm just up here talking about them all day. The least I could do is get in their face personally. But I'm not worried about me, man. I'm really worried about everybody. I mean, look, we're all dead already, folks. The GMO, the vaccines, the IQ's dropping. The life expectancy's dropping. The infertility is exploding. The cancer is exploding. The neurological disorders are exploding. They're murdering us. Ahead of this thing they say they're building, this AI god, this beast whose image will be worshipped simultaneously worldwide by all peoples. How could people know that 2,000 years ago? When John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos has this multi-day vision and sees all of this happening, he was shown so that we'd have a warning. Because God gave us free will, but also cheat sheets, so that we can make the right decisions and not follow that history exactly. We can have a chance to have an alternate future if we follow what God said. But right now it's going exactly down the bad scenario. And you know we deserve it, folks, all the bad things we've done to the unborn and everything. It's going to be way worse than you can even imagine. And all these rich men, it says, will hide under the earth in caves trying to kill themselves, but they won't die. Wow, that's a wild, like zombies. I mean, read the Bible. It's pretty scary stuff. And then when you see it all happening and you find out the globalists aren't atheists, they're devil worshipers, and they believe Lucifer is God, and that they believe they're about to be given eternal life once they kill the majority of us, that they've been promised that. We're going to go to break. Now I'm going to go to Robert and then everybody else that's patiently holding Jose and Bob and Shy and Marilyn, and we'll get to all of you. And then I'm going to hit the pedophile news and the Kanye West news and some of the other stuff. There's just so much news at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Europe's breaking down a civil war with the tens of millions of illegals they brought in. It's all planned. Civilization is being sabotaged by design. And then smart cities are being built by Google and Apple and Facebook and all of them that are above the law, tax exempt, that'll be outside of this and free of it. But everything will be surveilled and controlled. You'll be fried and bathed in 10G. And that's all their plan. That's the admissions. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Whatever you do, please go to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and get the live feeds of the show today that are in the articles about White House source, Trump made unexpected hospital visit to test for intentional poisoning. Such an important article with a live feed. Please share that. DrudgeReport.com is linked to photos of sweaty Prince Andrew, confound claims made by Royal over Epstein links, a Paul Joseph Watson article. And he goes into all of it. How full of crap he is and how scary he is. Look at that scary face on that guy. That's all coming up as well. You know, I do not want to preempt Daryl Salente, but a very well-known journalist and a frequent guest on the show says, I have a source confirming your food poisoning story, getting ready to run story, and they want a quick quote on the situation. I can't wait to see that story, so I'll probably pop in at the very end of the hour with more information here, but I won't say I probably will. Salente will be fine with that. He'll come on at 15 after. I'll pop in the last few minutes of the show today to give an update. Or you know what? I'll go on the first 30 minutes of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. Okay, let's go back to your great calls here. A lot of amazing calls. Really have been incredible. The points they bring up I wouldn't have thought of. Like, shouldn't Trump go public with it? Conventional wisdom is don't. It makes you sound weak, but you know, damn it, it's the truth. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say, I have a couple quick points, and I just want to say that we have your back. If anything happens, I don't want to live on this planet without you here. One quick point, Angel Has Fallen is a new movie that just came out. The name of the president is U.S. President Alan Trumbull. when they call his name, it sounds like they're saying President Trump. And it's a coincidence that, you know, it's an assassination attempt.
Yeah, don't they try to kill him with drones?
Yeah, they do. They try to kill him with drones.
Yeah, I saw the ad. So that's like a remake of Olympus Has Fallen, right? I haven't seen it, but yeah, I saw that he's President Trumple or Trummel. I mean, exactly, because they're into the occult, not the people that are in the movie, but the actual globalists. They call it lesser magic. It's Aleister Crowley stuff. They believe that if they have something similar to it and tell you beforehand, that it makes it a better chance of happening metaphysically. It's like Oprah Winfrey's secret stuff. It's voodoo.
Right. The devil's agreement with God is that, and he can't do anything to us unless he tells us to. He tells us about it. My people will perish for lack of knowledge. Second point. I believe you said something about taking the head off the snake. I believe the head of the snake here in the United States is going to be Barack Obama. And I believe that Trump needs to use the military and have a military tribunal to go after Barack for treason.
By the way, Robert, I say thank God I take calls. I'm taking more, you notice, because I've always studied this and thought I need to go after Obama because I love to bash Hillary because I hate her guts so much. I mean, she makes my skin crawl. Obama's doesn't, and I'm not saying I like him. He just doesn't make my skin crawl. Hillary makes my skin crawl. She looks so demonic. He's just a smug demon. But literally, he is the one running it from D.C. I mean, we talk about Brennan, Clapper. It's Obama. Obama is high-powered, and you're right. He's honchoing a lot of this crap. And notice, he always stays out of it. He keeps his head down. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, everybody else are just legs of the Hydra, and we're wrestling with all the octopus legs. And even if we cut one leg off, another leg is going to grow back. There's no way we're going to be able to take this octopus, this Hydra down, unless we go after Barack. And the reason why this came to me was because I was reading Revelation, and I saw the word devil, and I said, well, let me get the Hebrew translation of devil. When I went to the Hebrew translation of devil, it was Barack. And so then I looked up, what does Barack mean? I mean, the definitions of Barack.
Wait, excuse me. The Hebrew word for devil is Barack?
Yes. The definition of the devil in Revelations 21 that I was reading, when I looked up the Hebrew translation of it, its root of that translation, the root name for the Hebrew translation is Barack.
Okay, I'm not doubting you. That's amazing. Just tell me the translation in Revelation, what name, so I can look at the translation myself.
I'm sorry about
it. It's okay. Listen, very interesting. But you're right about that whole TV show and that movie. Thank you, Robert. I'll look into that. We're going to take more calls here. I've got to hit this pedophile news because it's bigger than pedophile news. It's what's going to bring down this whole system. It's just such a crazy time. So remember, there's not just evil in the universe. There's also going to be a huge counteraction to everything that evil does. We're at the big, huge historical crossroads right now. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hit a few final news pieces, and then we're going to hit a few final calls, and then I'm going to be back on the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., part of that at least, with Owen Schroyer because of the clear evidence that the president was sent to the hospital for emergency testing to see if he had been poisoned like one of the testers. That's all in a big article at Infowars.com. That's going to be continually updated throughout the day. So that's going to be unfolding. I did a lot of research when we came out with DNA Force Plus. I don't know, 5+ years ago now. It was DNA Force. Now it's DNA Force Plus because we did a new contractor, new company, signed a 2-year contract, got a better deal, made it stronger, made it cheaper for us to sell it to you. So it's called Plus, the new formula, but that's been out 2 years. And so I was getting ready to rebrand it. And by that, I mean, talk about why it's great, not just say, hey, buy it, it supports the broadcast. And I was re-researching what CoQ10 and PQQ and the other things in it do. And it was just major studies that CoQ10, if it's the right type, can regrow heart tissue that dies in a heart attack. PQQ documented making telomeres last longer and regrowing cells in the brain. I mean, you got to go read. This is mainline universities. All this is crazy. And then ours is such a good formula at way, way lower prices you're going to find anywhere else. It's not synthetic stuff that doesn't work. Infowarsstore.com. I just thought, I'm going to really push DNA Force Plus hard because it's the product along with X2 that, and X3 that everybody should have. I mean, it's just everybody deserves this. And I've been religiously taking it, again, for about 3-4 months. And everybody says, you look healthier. You've lost weight. You've got more energy. And my skin's better. I've had more, a little bit more zits, like I'm a teenager or something. But, I mean, it's amazing. And I'm just taking the supplements, and it's changing my life. Because I get in the cycle of take them for a while, then forget to take them, and then they just really work, and then it funds the operation. So get your DNA Force Plus today. Read about it. It's amazing. Do we have Tom Papert?
I'm here, Alex.
Okay, fantastic. I know that you want a quote from me for your article you write for your great site. You've also written for Big League Politics. You write for National File. And, of course, you manage and run one of the TV stations we're on. But you've got a lot of sources in D.C. and break a lot of big news and have a lot of big writers, formerly with Breitbart and places that work for you. And you're saying, by the way, your site looks awesome, not just the content. Maybe you'll help me redesign InfoWars. But you were just texting me saying, we've confirmed your food poisoning or poisoning story of why Trump was really at Bethesda. And I'm telling you, folks, these are real sources telling us this, but that's important because I want this to break and become a big story so that everybody realizes how serious this is. What intel have you learned, Tom?
So, Alex, my source is a person who works extensively in D.C. with a lot of political candidates, and they have contacts with there are a few good patriots left in the White House, believe it or not, and they have confirmed that, yes, President Trump and his motorcade were rushed to the hospital over the weekend due to a food poisoning scare that they believe was malicious. And my source was unable to go quite as far as yours did. I could not get the information that the food tester did indeed have a case of food poisoning that was done intentionally. However, it was absolutely, from my understanding, from my source, the trip was unscheduled. The trip was due to a person, the food tester, becoming horribly ill from immediate food poisoning hours after they ate. And President Trump, fortunately, appears to be fine. But, Alex, this kind of follows a pattern. Of course, Roger Stone was reportedly poisoned 2 years ago. President Trump said back on the campaign trail in 2016 that part of the reason why he eats so much fast food, there's the photos of him eating McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, you name it, it's because he fears food poisoning. And so I think that this is a very real threat. I think that the timing is just about on the nose. And I hope that people in the White House, in fact, I know that they are at a heightened security level when it comes to anything and anybody who goes around the president.
Well, let me tell you, I started getting calls last night, but I went to bed early at like 9. And this morning my phone was blowing up. You know, why aren't you covering this? Don't you know that? And I can tell you the people I've talked to are really concerned. And they said, and then I made some more calls, and they said, of course that's what happened. And yes, everybody knows it. And there's been a lot of attempts reportedly on him. And they said, look at the Secret Service guy who 44 years old, collapsed and died. That was right on his detail in Scotland last year. And so reportedly it's really circle the wagons time here. And I'm really hoping that Trump can get the Justice Department to move against the deep state for the crimes, because the attorney general says they're doing everything they can to overthrow the president and sabotage the executive branch in lawful order. Well, that's illegal. So the fact is they're admitting that these crimes are going on, but no one will act. That is encouraging the globalists to keep doing this. We have to stop them, Tom.
I agree, Alex. I think that this is kind of to be seen as a shot across the bow. I mean, it seems like any time the president gets close to acting, who knows what really provoked this. That's what I was trying to get out of my source that they did not know or would not tell me, was, is he planning to pardon Roger Stone? Are they planning to finally declassify? What could be going on that prompts them to go to this insane step right now? And the fact is, they want him gone. I mean, when this first broke over the weekend, all of the national media, almost in unison, reported that President Trump made an unscheduled visit to the hospital because he was experiencing chest pains. President Trump later took to Twitter to say it was part one of a yearly medical exam, which, as I understand, that never happens. You go, you get everything checked in one time. You don't do it twice. So I think that this is a warning shot across the bow from the deep state, but I hope President Trump is learning very quickly. You cannot play games with these people. They will kill you. So move quickly and politically, legally, lawfully take them out, meaning through the legal system, through the criminal justice system, before they can go after you.
Tom, you're going to be co-hosting tonight Firepower with yourself and Will Johnson, 7 o'clock Central, band.video, and on local radio and TV stations across the country, like the fine station you manage there in Wichita, Kansas. Anything else that your source said? I mean, obviously, you asked the source, and they had it from sources in the White House. Let's be clear. It wasn't a feedback loop from InfoWars.
No. This source had essentially they are, I will say that they have been in D.C. I'm not going to say if they're there right now, but they work extensively with political candidates in the area, and they work with folks who have now made it into the White House. And so they were trying to figure out how to get this out so that it was not just coming from natural news and InfoWars. And so my thought process is that this is a very serious matter, and I'm hoping, again, that the White House is taking it seriously.
Now, what you just said is key there. So are you saying you got contacted because folks knew, just so it wouldn't just be from us, which I understand because we've been so demonized?
Yes, essentially. And the idea is that the conservative media, I mean, hopefully if we will break this and that we intend to publish the article here after I'm off the phone with you, Alex, hopefully we can get a little bit more attention on this. Because I think that everybody knows you're an extremely powerful tool. I mean, obviously, folks know that I work with you. They knew that before they called me. But, yes, the idea is it needs to go wide. It needs to go strong. People need to understand, because the White House cannot obviously put out a press release saying, hey, somebody just tried to poison the president with food poisoning.
The Secret Service was real honest with me. They said, Alex, the media won't cover this. We're giving it to you. And everybody knows that's what we do, is we hit the barbed wire. There's just so much pre-demonization up front. Even though we break Epstein, we break it all, a lot of people still say, oh, that's from InfoWars. So that's exactly what happened. I mean, Millie was contacted. I was contacted. So different people, obviously, they were told contact us to get this out. And so I'm not going to say it comes from Trump because I haven't talked to him about it. I've talked to Trump in a long time. But this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not the role of the president, obviously, to say they've tried to poison him. They use surrogates to do that. That's just what the globalists do as well. Of course, they put out this info. We're putting out very accurate info, and I'll have more for folks during the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up in 45 minutes. Gerald Celente is taking over right now. Thank you, Tom. We'll be watching National Wire for this.
Thank you, Alex.
National File for this. Okay. You get these callers' name and numbers. Shy, Darren, Anthony, and Jose. I'll go to them right at the start of the War Room with Owen Schroyer if we get them over there. Coming up, though, is Gerald Celente. Any breaking news, I'll pop on live.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for having me. And, of course, my work is trend forecasting. I wrote the book Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Time Magazine. And, of course, we publish the Trends Journal magazine. It's a weekly. No other magazine like it anywhere. I mention this because what's going on in the world, I've never seen before in my life. And people aren't following the trends. They're caught up in the junk news. When you watch the mainstream media news in America, it's concentrated right now on the impeachment hearings. It's a waste of time. By concentrating on this and knowing the details of nothing, you're losing the information about what's going on around the world that's shaping the future. And that's going to affect your business, your profession, your life, and the nation, and the other nations around the world. So today what I'd like to do is to go over some of the big current events forming future trends so you can see the future, how it's developing, devolving, and evolving, and what you can do to prepare, prevail, and prosper. So if you look, for example, at the New York Times, they call themselves all the news that fits, that's fit to print, the paper of record. I call it a toilet paper record, and it's not the news that's fit to print. It's garbage news. So here's the front page story right at the top. Bloomberg says he now regrets stop and frisk. Ahead of a potential Democratic presidential run, former mayor Michael R. Bloomberg, the R is for repulsive, of New York on Sunday reversed his longstanding support of the aggressive stop and frisk policing strategy that he pursued for a decade and that led to the disproportionate stopping of Black and Latino people across the city. I was wrong, Mr. Bloomberg declared, and I am sorry. Every time somebody gets caught doing something disgusting, and particularly if they're a public figure, they're always sorry. They're not sorry. They're sorry they got caught. He's sorry he did this because he's running now, probably or possibly, as a contestant in the presidential reality show on the Democratic ticket. And he's sorry because it may lose him votes. This is like that little other clown out there, the prince over there in the UK. I love these people. They're princes, prince, you know, yeah. You know, you could do with the prince stuff and sir, you know, they give him all these titles because he was caught with the Jeffrey Epstein thing. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're sorry you got caught. But this is the way the media portrays things and gives the rich the breaks to get them off. So that's one of the stories that's just I mentioned that. Because it also demonstrates how weak the Democratic side is on the presidential reality show. Back in the beginning, when he was being propped up by Oprah, I thought that guy Beto O'Rourke had a shot. I didn't realize how stupid he was and how empty the clown boy was. And so he went down. And as a matter of fact, I even mentioned it to Alex Jones. And I was wrong on that one. There's nobody there that has the strength right now to beat Trump in the 2020 presidential reality show. And he's a reality show champion, just for the record. And the impeachment thing is just, again, a waste of time. And the Democrats are doing it so that they could weaken his stance. But I make it very clear that the front runner is, and it doesn't look like Biden's going to be it. It'll probably be Warren or Sanders. They won't be able to win the swing state votes. Other news. Battle between protesters and police intensify in Hong Kong. This is very big, not only because it's Hong Kong, which is the banking hub to Asia and extremely important to China, but it's what's going on around the world at different levels that I've never seen before in my life. Never. It's going on in Bolivia. Again, a different issue, yes and no, in the sense that the economy is weighed down and people are frustrated with the ruling elites. But again, is there a coup element in that? Probably yes, because they're rich in lithium, rich in other natural resources that the corporations have been waging wars for centuries to get. And you keep going back to the however far back you want to go. And it's always about the bottom line. It has nothing to do with freedom and democracy. As I say, you'd think we'd be in the Middle East if their major export was broccoli. You'd think we'd care about Venezuela if they weren't sitting on the world's largest oil supplies. So the same thing down there. But in other nations as well, in Algeria, in Sudan, an issue in Spain about freedom, Hong Kong, Lebanon, Chile, one country after another, Iraq, poverty, corruption, violence, no jobs, no future. These are the issues and events that people should be watching because they have grave implications, not only in terms of social unrest and murders of innocent people and decays of entire societies, but what are the implications going to be? Hey, you think you have a migrant crisis now? You haven't seen anything yet. As people escape Honduras and Nicaragua and Chile and Venezuela and Bolivia and Colombia. Oh, I forgot to bring Colombia in there too. They have an issue going on as well, as does Ecuador. So these are the kind of things to look at. And don't, unless you want to, waste your time with the presidential reality show and watching, listening to, and getting stupid with the impeachment process. We're going to be back in a few. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to support InfoWars with InfoWars stores and all the great products that they have.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn. Hello, hello. Glad to be back on The Alex Jones Show. Yep. And censorship is a big one, so do everything you can to support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is. And of course, I love my super male vitality. And staying on some of the news, here's another story in the toilet paper record. The New York Slime, an electric Mustang SUV, Detroit's big sustainable bet. Well, here's our bet. Our bet is that electric vehicles are going to maintain this is our trend forecast, actually, a very tiny portion of the overall global auto market. The battery is an 1800 invention. And although they keep trying to improve it, and of course, lithium batteries, and again, many people are saying that the overthrow of the Maduro government in Bolivia has to do with all the lithium that they have over there, it's not sustainable in the sense that this is very expensive to do. They're not that environmentally friendly when you look at all the work that goes into getting lithium and all the other ingredients needed to build these batteries that in ice cold weather, they don't work very well, as we saw last year when they lost well over 50% of their capacity when that cold weather hit. So the electric vehicle market for us isn't one that we would bet on. We don't give financial advice. We give trend forecasts. And another one in the auto industry that we see going very, very slowly and not too far is the driverless vehicles. Just last week, Nissan recalled, let me see how many here, 400,000 cars in U.S. over potential fire hazard. 400,000. And this is like, there's been millions of recalls every year. Tens of millions. So if they're recalling cars with these kind of problems, could you imagine self-driving cars? It's a driverless cliff. It's not going to happen for a long, long time. And where it is going to happen are going from point A to point B, maybe on a bus route. No, not a truck route that goes around and across countries. Not highways. Yes, maybe mining operations. Of course they will. But places where it's confined and they're only going from point A, B, C, D, and E. Not everywhere, anywhere, at any time. To us, this is a waste of money along with electric vehicles. So that's just an example of how we forecast trends and what we see going on. And another one to watch that's very important, and it all ties in together, is, you know, they have that big deal over there in Saudi Arabia, the Aramco. They're looking to raise $100 billion as they're making Aramco, their energy company, go public. Well, guess what? Very few buyers. They lowered the number now to $25 billion. Oil prices, as we speak, are around $60 a barrel for Brent crude. Saudi Arabia needs oil at around $100 a barrel for its economy to break even. Oh, and then they got that war that they launched over there in Yemen that's draining money out of their economy. So now that we see oil sales where they are and we see a global slowdown happening, and by the way, in the United States, they're cutting back on the rigs. They're cutting way back because there's too much supply and not enough demand. I mention this because that's what's going on globally, is an economic slowdown. This has nothing to do with trade wars. I mentioned autos. Auto sales are a big indicator of where economies are going. And in India, they had auto sales drop 41%. You're looking at auto sales slowdowns all over. In the United States, they were up a tiny bit this month. They were down last month. So these are the kind of indicators to look for. It has nothing to do with trade wars. Again, it has to do with why you're seeing so many of these revolutions and civil wars erupting around the globe. Because the dough that went into the economy following the panic of 08 didn't boost the general economy. All it did was boost the equity markets. And now, as things go down, as oil prices go down, you're going to start seeing more and more revolts happening in nations that are oil rich and other product and manufacturing poor. You're going to see a decline in all the commodity prices. So the refugee crisis that we have now, you haven't seen anything. It's going to be not human waves, it's going to be a tsunami. Climate change, political climate change. This is much bigger. This is an eruption, again, like I've never seen in my life. What's going on in Hong Kong is really big because the people know they have no future with the Chinese government in control. They have no future with a few owning everything. And a few do, by the way, in Hong Kong. A few companies. One of them goes back 187 years, owns a big section of downtown. And the rest of the people having nothing. Again, one country after another, Beirut, or Lebanon, rather. The riots in Beirut. Now what's going on in Iran when they increased petrol prices by 50%, which is still relatively low. I think it comes out to about 35 cents a gallon in the United States. But because of the sanctions that Trump's put on them, it's economic warfare. Their GDP is down 9%, they're expecting this year, according to the International Monetary Fund. So it's important to watch these trends and not get caught up in the stupidity of them. So here's our forecast. We see the greatest depression hitting in 2021. South Korea, their economy is expected to grow the lowest in 10 years. You know what they're doing? Fiscal stimulus, the monetary stimulus, the pumping cheap money and isn't working anymore because it's only going into the equity markets. So what are they doing? More fiscal stimulus. Guess what? One of the biggest fiscal stimulus programs they've ever launched, not working. And that's what the European Central Bank and the IMF are telling the Europeans to do. European governments, spend more money, spend more money, spend more money to boost the economy. It ain't going to work. The human waves of immigrants, migrants, refugees, people escaping violence, corruption, and poverty is only going to increase. And you think you have a homeless problem now in a city, a state, and a country near you? You haven't seen anything yet. This thing's going to get a lot worse. So we need plans on how to deal with it. And I have one. Put them in the beautiful country. Give them jobs and opportunity. We'll be back in a bit. And remember, support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Glad to be on the Alex Jones Show. And yep, visit your InfoWars store. The all-new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste has finally arrived at InfoWarsStores.com. And InfoWars Life has done it again. They have secured a new line of fluoride-free toothpaste that's loaded with natural ingredients proven to kill bacteria, whiten your teeth, and so much more. The new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste at InfoWarsStores.com contains patented Silvasol nano silver technology that's been scientifically proven to kill the bacteria that causes gingivitis, and on and on and on. And also, they have 25% off Gut Fusion from InfoWars Life. So again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep the truth flowing by buying those products, because censorship is only going to get worse. Censorship 2019 was one of our top trends, and it's just getting much, much more censored, as we all know. From you name it, they're doing it. They want the one voice out there to keep you a slave in Slavelandia, and they'll tell you what to do and how to do it. So to keep the truth alive, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And also, of course, we have the Trends Journal magazine. No other magazine like it in the world. It went from a monthly to a weekly, actually used to be a quarterly many years ago. And now it's a weekly, because events are happening so fast. And I talked before about what's going on in some of the economies, but and the stimulus. And here's another article just out of from the Financial Times. Japan to launch stimulus plan to support economy into 2021. Again, this is a country that has negative interest rates, negative bond yields, and they can't generate the kind of growth that they want. So this whole stimulus program of going deeper in debt to create more jobs is not going to work. Again, when you're looking at a failure in places like South Korea, one of the largest exporting countries in the world and a very well-to-do economy, you know how limited it all is. And on some other economic news that's very important in looking at, for instance, where is gold going? Gold's remaining in this zone right now because of what the Federal Reserve is doing. Tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So you look at the past and see what has happened, and you see how we got here, and then you figure out, okay, if this is what happened and this is where we are, this is where we're going. Well, guess what? It's a whole new game. You know, people say to me, you know, Salenti, you got it wrong. You said the markets were going to crash in 2012. You're right, I did. I got it wrong. Because I didn't know about quantitative easing and zero and negative interest rate policy and negative bond yields to juice the economies, the economic markets, I should say, falsely. With this digital money printed on nothing and backed by nothing. Again, how we got here, they didn't teach me that in Economics 101, a graduate school. Now the markets are going up again. And I was very bullish on gold, saying that when it broke over the $1,450 an ounce mark, I've been saying this now for 5 years, and it finally did. I said it's going to spike toward 2,000, and it was. It shot up. We did the Gold Bull Run story in our Trends Journal in June 6th of this year. And gold was at $1,332 an ounce, shot right up. Now what happened? Well, it's leveling out. Right? As we're speaking, it's around $1,470 an ounce. Because now investors are back into the equity markets. Why? What pulled them out? Well, I pulled them out because the markets are overvalued. It was getting expensive to gamble. But the Federal Reserve has come to the rescue. According to the latest report that just came out, the Federal Reserve, since the middle of September, when there was a problem with the repo markets, the overnight markets where they borrow money to go gamble, interest rates went from 2% to 10%. The Federal Reserve injected more money in. You know how much money they've put in since then? You ready? $3 trillion. $3 trillion, like $120 billion a night they're injecting in there so the money junkies, the gamblers, could go out and gamble the next day. That's what's driving the market up. Today, Trump met with one of the boneheads, as he called them a while back. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Powell said they were going to be, it looks like things are pretty solid. We may not be raising interest rates. We totally disagree. We're forecasting they're going to lower interest rates by this time next year to zero or negative. I mention this because it's going to be positive for gold. Gold is not moving up and down because of what they're saying. Trade wars. Oh, it's easing. It's getting worse. It's gazing. It's getting worse. Every day, it's been going on for 2 years. You think the markets would be up as high as they are if there were trade war worries? Well, they're up some 24% this year. And we'd be hearing trade war virtually every day. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with cheap money. So the more cheap money that goes into the markets, the more valuable gold becomes. So as the markets rise, however, the money doesn't go into safe haven assets. It goes back into gambling. Should gold prices go below $1,450 an ounce, let's say they go to 140, then they go to 148, then back to 143, 145. Our forecast is they're going to go as low as $1,390 an ounce. And that's what we're calling the bottom for gold. Because around the world, whether it's Serbia, whether it's Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Russia, China, they're buying up gold, the central banksters, because they know what a fraud this whole thing is. Central banks have bought up more gold than they have in 50 years. And they're going to keep buying it. And what's very important is that gold is still staying strong, even though the dollar is strong. Because the stronger the dollar gets, the weaker gold goes, because gold is dollar-based. So if you're living in China, Venezuela, Russia, Turkey, and your economy is weaker and your currency is going down, it takes more of your currency to buy gold. So what could change that? The change is in the works, where the dollar may be losing its dominance. It doesn't happen overnight. You go back in history, you know, there were many, many currencies before the dollar that were the world currencies, even though it was a different world. And before the dollar, of course, it was the English pound. But the pound got pounded after the disastrous World War I. And then the sun began to set on the British Empire. And it went down from there and the dollar went up. So, some interesting notes to consider. Kremlin aims to reduce dollar shares of wealth fund to protect against sanctions. Alternative currency they're looking for. Today, headline news, China is building up its shadow reserves to counter its reliance on the U.S. dollar. The death of the dollar? It's not imminent, but hey, you're born, you grow, you mature, you reach old age, and then you die. The dollar is nearing maturity, not yet ready to die. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for having me on. And remember, support InfoWars and TrendsJournal.com. Thank you.